family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Got a lot to get to today. Today is a big day. The Democrats have officially voted to open their impeachment inquiry, and they've set up some procedures. So Republicans kept saying, well, you've established no procedures. The procedures that you haven't established are obviously bad for us. All of this stuff is being hidden behind closed doors. So how are we supposed to take any of this seriously? Well, the Democrats were holding off from officially declaring an impeachment inquiry and setting the ground rules because they didn't really know where this was going to go. Originally, all of this was expected to be quick and dirty. Originally, the Democrats said that within a month, like by Halloween, they were already going to be voting on impeachment. Why? Because they felt like the transcript of the call was going to be the nail upon which they hung the impeachment, and then that was going to be it. Right? They were just going to move forward. It was going to be completely partisan. They were just going to do their interviews behind closed doors, vote for impeachment, done. And then the Senate would presumably acquit the president, and we'd all move on to the election. Well, as they have dug into this, they actually think they have something here. This is what this vote betrays. The Democrats actually believe that they now have enough material to at least damage President Trump. And let's be straight about this. In order for Republicans in the Senate to vote to actually convict the president and remove him from office, it's going to take a lot more than what Democrats have right now. Again, the entire allegation against President Trump relies on his intent, on his intent level. Was he intending to militarize a foreign government by using taxpayer dollars as leverage to get them specifically to target an American citizen, Joe Biden, for political purposes, not as part of a broader anti-corruption rubric, not as part of a broader 2016 investigation, not as part of a broader anti-Ukrainian agenda, as part of a I want Joe Biden to go to jail in a foreign country thing, and so I'm withholding American taxpayer dollars so that the Ukrainians will go get Joe and Hunter Biden. Right? That's always been the question. And the transcript didn't clear that up. None of the testimony so far has cleared that up. I've been saying this for weeks now, probably months at this point. The fact is that unless Trump testifies or Rudy Giuliani testifies, those are the only two people who really know what the president's intent was in all of this. Because the president's intent, let's just say it's a skittish thing. It tends to move around a lot. President Trump is not a guy who plans one year in advance what he's going to say. He doesn't plan 5 seconds in advance what he's going to say. He is a bundle of sort of reactions. And so I've been saying the whole time, I think that this whole phone call with the Ukrainians, his whole Ukrainian policy here, is basically just a reaction to Rudy Giuliani telling him things. Right? The person at fault here, yes, the president for not actively failing to recognize what Rudy Giuliani was doing. Yes, the president should have not taken Giuliani so seriously, but Giuliani was the one who was feeding all this information to Trump. Trump was taking all of that, wrapping it up in his mind with Ukrainian corruption and then talking to the Ukrainians about it in the same way, because he does this with everything. He does this with every single topic. Every topic, the president of the United States has sort of this file card, right? Like almost just a note card, a 3x5 that has like a few ideas on it, and he just spits them out if you give him the topic. So you say global warming and he'll go, Chinese hoax, spend too much money. Like, it's just a bunch of ideas that come in response to a stimulus. And the same thing happens with regard to Ukraine. Somebody says Ukraine to him, and the first thing that he thinks is Ukraine, 2016, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Burisma. Like, it's not that he is thinking this thing out. Right? This has been my entire contention. Now, does that mean he did something smart here? No. Does it mean that he did something that a president should do? No. Does it mean that it's impeachable? Also no. That's been my case in defense of President Trump. Well, Democrats believe they've got enough politically damaging material on Trump that now they're going to move forward with a formal impeachment inquiry and call the Republican bluff to the extent that they have now fully voted on at least opening the impeachment inquiry. We'll get to all of that in just 1 second. First, let's talk about those chompers. So the fact is that when you were a teenager, you had braces. And then you got the braces off. And it was great. You don't have to wear those wires on your teeth anymore. And your orthodontist said, well, you know, it can stay this way the rest of your life. All you have to do is wear those retainers. And then you're like, I'm not 15. I'm not wearing those retainers. I'm 16. I'm not wearing the retainers anymore. And now it's 15 years later, and your teeth have completely slipped out of place, and they're getting chipped, and they're clashing. Well, this is why you should check out Candid Aligners. Candid's aligners can help straighten your teeth faster than traditional wire braces. Treatment takes just 6 months on average. An experienced orthodontist, licensed in your state, creates a custom treatment plan. Then they show you a 3D preview so you can see how your teeth will look after you're done. Candid's aligners are comfortable, removable, and completely invisible. Candid ships your aligners directly to you, so there's no hassle of going to an orthodontist's office, and Candid costs 65% less than braces. With each aligner purchased, Candid donates $25 to Smile Train, who brings safe 100% free cleft lip palate treatment to children around the globe. Go to CandidCO.com/Ben. Use code Ben to get $75 off. The process is really simple. CandidCO.com/Ben. Code Ben for $75 off. CandidCO.com/Ben. Code Ben. Okay, so the House passed an impeachment resolution along basic partisan lines. Only two Democrats voted against. Only one Republican voted in favor. That would be Justin Amash, who was recently re-registered as an independent. According to the Wall Street Journal, the House passed a resolution almost entirely along party lines to initiate the public phase of an inquiry into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine, setting a blueprint for the fourth presidential impeachment investigation in American history. The 232-196 vote underscored the sharp partisan divide in Washington over impeachment. All Democrats but two supported the measure. All Republicans rejected. The independent, Amash, who used to be Republican, voted yes on the measure. Though the move, according to the Wall Street Journal, will make the investigation more public, including the likelihood of televised hearings, no time frame was given for when that will happen. The resolution authorizes the House Intelligence Committee to release transcripts from past closed-door interviews with witnesses and gives more power to Republicans, including the right to call their own witnesses, though those requests are subject to approval by Democrats. So in reality, this thing is still going to be kept largely behind closed doors. It's still going to be handled by the majority. Yeah, this is not a shock. The Republicans who are acting outraged at the fact that the Democrats are going to veto witness requests and subpoena requests from Republicans, that's sort of how this works. I mean, the majority does have the power to do that as a general rule. With that said, once this moves into the Judiciary Committee, it becomes incredibly public. So the basic Democratic plan is have Schiff, who is a partisan hack of the highest order, right, the guy who is spending every 5 seconds on the CNN cameras talking about how the Mueller report was definitely going to take down Trump. He had set up an actual pup tent outside the green room at CNN. He just spent his days over there. Like, he would bring a thermos and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and just wait for the producers at CNN to call him up. And then he would just walk 1 foot into the CNN studios and do a hit. Well, now Adam Schiff is going to be running this thing. Yes, it will still be behind closed doors. They have the authority to release transcripts from past closed-door interviews, but that authority does not necessarily have to be exercised. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said ahead of the vote, if we don't have a system of checks and balances, we might as well just elect a president and go home. She waved away GOP complaints, saying these rules are fairer than anything that has gone before in terms of an impeachment proceeding. The two Democrats who opposed the measure were Representatives Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey and Colin Peterson of Minnesota. Both of them are in Trump districts circa 2016. Republicans have said that this investigation is still a sham, that the procedures are still unfair. House Republicans' campaign arm sent moving boxes to about 20 vulnerable Democrats' offices, trying to suggest that all of these swing Democrats are in serious trouble. Democrats are buoyed by polling, however, that shows growing support for at least the impeachment inquiry. So most Americans believe the impeachment inquiry should move forward. Very few actually believe that there's enough evidence to go after Trump and impeach him now, which is probably why the Democrats are looking for the televised House hearings, right? What they are trying to do is build momentum for the impeachment itself, because what they've done is they've pried open the door where Americans say, well, we'd like to hear more, but what you've got now is insufficient. So Democrats are saying, well, how would you like it if we just spilled it all out in public? This is a demonstration of a certain level of confidence by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. There's no question about that. The resolution passed on Thursday, according to the Wall Street Journal, will allow President Trump and his counsel to attend all Judiciary Committee hearings, cross-examine witnesses, and make closing presentations. Republicans in the White House criticized the resolution because it doesn't give the president these rights while the investigation is run by the Intelligence Committee, as it currently is. Democrats say this is still because this is early, we're in our information gathering stage. Now, here's the problem. Once you say that you've opened the impeachment inquiry, then it's hard to say that you are still in the information gathering stage, meaning you can initiate any investigation at any time in the House of Representatives. You don't have to officially open an impeachment inquiry in order to do all of that. Once you officially open the impeachment inquiry, then it's pretty obvious what you're talking about now. Now you're talking about impeachment. You're not just talking about investigating a phone call. You're not just talking about investigating, I guess, a potential crime, although nobody has been able to point to the statute that Trump allegedly violated here. So the question becomes whether this is really still a sham process. Republicans were complaining it was being done by the Intel Committee behind closed doors. It's still being done by the Intel Committee behind closed doors. But now Democrats are saying openly, we'll push it over to the Judiciary Committee. At that point, it becomes public. At that point, Trump can have a representative question the witnesses. But if you're the Judiciary Committee, you don't have to call anybody you don't want to call. So it's still pretty unfair to President Trump. It's still pretty unfair to Republicans. Again, there are consequences to losing the House of Representatives, as it turns out. White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham slammed Democrats after the vote, accusing them of engaging in a blatantly partisan attempt to destroy the president, which is true. Right? I mean, two things can be true at once. One, Democrats are partisan hacks who want to destroy the president. Two, there can be some open questions that probably should be asked about Trump's behavior with Ukraine. The problem is that it's very difficult for the American people to separate those two things. And frankly, I'm not sure that they should. I mean, it is pretty obvious that the Democrats have wanted to impeach Trump since the day that he was elected, and they continue to want to impeach Trump. And so when they stand there and say, we're just here defending the Constitution, the American public is like, well, are you though? Or is it just that you really, really, really hate Trump? In the private depositions, according to the Wall Street Journal, that the House has already conducted, Republicans and Democrats on the three committees of jurisdiction have had equal time to question witnesses, but lawmakers not on the panels have also been excluded. Conducting witness interviews behind closed doors has been pretty common in high-profile investigations run by both Republicans and Democrats. While not impeachment inquiries, under GOP leadership, both the Senate and House Intelligence Committees conducted separate reviews of Russian meddling in the 2016 election. They interviewed witnesses in private. But again, there is a difference in kind between inquiries into particular events, as I say, that would make sense. And once you've declared this is about impeachment, at that point, we all know what this whole thing is. At that point, we should really be hearing what is going on behind closed doors. So we'll get to more of that in just 1 second. First, a word from our sponsors.
We are less than 2 years from Election Day 2020, the election which will determine if America continues on the path of greatness or spiral into full-blown socialism at the hands of left-wing radicals. But we can't sit back and wait for 2020. We need you to take action now. Text Trump 17 to 88022 and receive official Trump alerts. You'll gain exclusive 2020 updates directly from President Trump. Know about new Trump merchandise first and be able to give your input on key issues to help shape the 2020 campaign. If the Democrats take back the White House in 2020, they'll undo everything we've worked so hard for. Get your news directly from the source by texting.
We now go live to North State High School football with Brent Weber.
Sweater weather on a beautiful, clear night here in Shasta County. The Pasture in Cottonwood, California, where tonight a premier clash of two bitter rivals from the North State, Lassen visiting West Valley in a game that will determine the NAL championship and will likely determine the top seed in the Division III postseason, assuming, make no assumptions, that West Valley and Lassen both battle heartily to the end, which can certainly be expected considering their recent matchups. Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us. Tonight, Dan Miller is actually in Redding at Shasta High School, where Foothill and Shasta are battling, and he will be bringing us live updates throughout the broadcast. We just felt as though it'd be good to get you both ends of those very big games and very big games in their respective divisions. Of course, here at the Pasture in Cottonwood, they have not lost in quite some time. In fact, they went all the way to the state championship bowl game last year after winning the Northern Section, and that capped off their terrific campaign. But this year they have done something in Cottonwood that West Valley has never done. Greg Grandel's team is 9-0. No Eagles team has ever gone undefeated in the regular season, much less 9-0. They are number one in the North State CIF rankings, essentially their rankings, but it is the Division III playoff points poll, and they sit atop that. at this point. Across the pasture on the other side, a familiar face and a longtime nemesis for this last quarter century, coaching his last game here unless the two teams meet in the playoffs, which could indeed happen again. His name is Tom St-Jacques. He's 59 years old, and he is hanging it up after the last quarter century at Lassen. He tells us that he's going to load up his fifth wheel and play a lot of golf. Well, there won't be any golf for quite some time for both of these teams. Lassen ranked number three in those polls, and West Valley ranked number one, the defending Division III CIF section championship. This is going to be a doozy tonight. Packed house and more. They brought some folks from over in Susansville, and here in Cottonwood, you can bet everybody is in the home side grandstands. Well, when we come back from a break on our game of the week, we will hear first from West Valley's longtime head coach, Greg Grandel, now with 193 wins, looking to take his team to the NAL championship tonight. We'll hear from him, and then a little bit later on in the pregame show, Tom St-Jacques will join us. So you're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Back at our game of the week, it is the final regular season game for West Valley. The schedule kind of turned out that way. There would have been another game, but you moved up the central game, the Valley Battle, or whatever we called it. Valley Bowl. And so Greg Grandel's team trying to put a perfect season together, and no West Valley team, school, varsity football team has ever done that.
No, it's be a first for our school and first for me. I've never had a undefeated team, so it's quite a goal, and it's chasing perfection. You know, we're trying to go perfect in the regular season. So we got a lot, but we got a Lassen team that's very, very capable and a very good team. So we got our hands full tonight.
Now, I have seen you more than any team this year. I won't dare say I'm a West Valley expert, but I know you do an awful. This team has done an awful lot of things well. You haven't been in a super tight game since early in the season, and Lassen has that capacity to, much like you, control the clock and keep the score down if they want to. I think maybe not against you guys, but how do you make sure your kids can respond if this thing is toe to toe?
Well, they know they know that's going to be that way. You know, it's like playing. It's really like playing us because they got a long-time staff, long-time tradition. They got a great thing up there. We feel like we have a great thing here, so it's really no different. It's just like playing us, you know. So we know what to expect. It's going to be a battle, and it's not going to be one of these games where it's won in the second half or the early second half or third quarter thing, or, you know, you put the subs in type thing. This is going to go down to the wire, to the end of the game.
Let's put it in perspective. I think you and St-Jacques, well over a half century of coaching together. I mean, you guys, I could look at how many times you maybe have coached against one another, but I really don't have to go too far back. Let's just rewind to the playoffs. I think they probably remember that game.
Yeah. You know, first up there, you know, an epic game. You know, of course, we had the loss of one of our players, and they really treated us with honor up there, and we were lucky to win up there, and then we came home to the semis and had just a hot Saturday game because of smoke back then, because of the fires, and they scheduled it to where they thought it was better air quality, but man, it was hot, and some controversy. You know, we had some touchdowns called back. They had some touchdowns called back. We had the block thing, and so there's you know, I guess there's you know there's bad blood, but I guess there's always been that between us. You know, it's not like we like each other anyway. But yeah, I mean, I think for sure they want revenge on that. For sure, they have a lot to play for, and so do we. Though, you know, we have a perfect season in front of us, and we want to get it. You know, so we have two motivated teams.
And let's face it, you don't have a great, you know, bitter rivalry, if you want to call it that, unless both teams are good.
Yeah.
You know, if it's lopsided, you know, you don't generally get that. And with that said, Coach St. Jacques, he's sticking to his guns. He's saying he's hanging it up at the end of the season, and you've been going across from him for a long time.
Yeah, you know, you said it right. I mean, you don't have a rivalry unless they've won and we've won, and it's been a battle. And I just have nothing but respect for him, and he's done a great job up there and a storied career, a great high school coach, great high school program. So, you know, we just have a lot of respect for him. And, you know, it's an honor to compete against him. And, you know, he's heading out first, and I will follow. I don't know when, but, you know, my days are, you know, I'm looking at, you know, my career too and how long I want to go. But, you know, he just, whatever happens for him, he deserves it. You know, all the good things that happen in retirement. You know, maybe he'll get to go fishing or something. I don't know really what his hobbies are, but just a great guy and a super, super good coach.
Well, you have a lot of football left to play this season. I certainly know that. This is your last regular season game. The playoffs beckon. And, you know, I can act like a fan or a journalist and say, I think you'll be playing a long time. But right now, have fun tonight.
Yeah, just one game at a time. We've been talking about that all year. You know, people say, well, who's going to be the first round? We don't know or care right now. We have to take care of business here. And tough for us, you know, is it's going to be our toughest test. We think they're the best team we've seen all year, at least right now. You know, right now they're the best team we've seen all year. And so we got our hands full, like I said, and we're going to have to really play well and coach hard and do a lot of things right to win the game.
All right, it's about time to turn it over to the kids one more time. Coach Greg Grandel, thank you so much. We'll be back with more pregame on the Game of the Week on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, it is a pleasure, back at our Game of the Week, to talk to Tom St. Jacques. Now, this is your next to last game of the season across the pasture here. That's Greg's last regular season game. But you're nearing the end of your last regular season as a head coach. You know, there's a lot of football, but for you, you're not backing down from your decision to hang it up, huh?
Nope, this is it. I mean, 25 years at Lassen and 38 years overall, I'm tired. You know, it's a lot of time to be a head football coach, and it's my time. It's time.
There's a lot of golf courses out there, and heck, you got so many alumni. I imagine you can call on enough of your former players who are executives out there that they might have to include you in their foursomes.
Yeah, I hope so. I know I like to golf even at Christmas. I go to my brother's in the Bay Area, and it's perfect to go to Napa golf courses. But I'm hoping I'll miss football. I won't miss teaching at all, but I'll miss football.
We're here because this is the matchup. I circled this one quite a bit ago in the regular season of all the games. I thought this was going to be, could be the game of the year for us in the county, and certainly your league championship is on the line. You know each other well, and dare I say you probably haven't forgotten last year's playoff game either.
Oh, boy. You have to bring that up. Yeah. That's still a thorn in my side. I've never had a call like that in 38 years, yeah. And it determined the outcome. So that was the reason it's a thorn in my side. But, no, Greg and I have had some battles. I mean, I don't know who's won more. It's got to be pretty close. But, you know, this year we weren't supposed to be where we are right now. I mean, they were, but we weren't, and our kids are just playing good together. So that's a gift to me in my last season. You know, we're not real talented, but they're just a good team.
Oh, I have had this thought that in some ways I feel like your teams this year are very similar, West Valley and Lassen, in that in the games I've seen, you seem somewhat unfazed by adversity, your kids. Whether or not that's your senior leadership, I don't know. And secondly, and this is just a football thing, you can control the clock, which to me is the most important thing in high school football.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, in the offense that we've run forever up there is the wing tee, and that's a clock-eating offense. You know, we just don't have the talent to run it at all times. So we've thrown the ball. We've thrown over 1,200 yards this year, and we're throwing well. So that's kind of our game right now. But when we jump in the wing tee and run, you know, to eat the clock up, we did a good job in a few games.
And personality-wise, can you just kind of touch on your leadership? The boys are here in their shirts and ties, and, you know, they seem to be really taking this season pretty seriously.
Well, you know, it's funny. I just got all of our awards that we do, you know, at the end of the year. And I think we have almost 15 4.0 students on this team. So that tells me something. We had a team like that a few years ago. They're really smart. We're really smart. Not big, not real physical, but we're smart. And sometimes that overrules all of those things. So if we can continue to be smart and be in the right place, you always have a chance.
All right, well, I know that you won't get to hear it, but Greg Grandel had nothing but the kindest words to say. And certainly those of us who covered you in the North State, I had never met you face-to-face, but I've spoken to you and watched your teams, and just want to congratulate you on a great career. It's not over. I understand that, but I just may not see you. When do you start getting weepy about it?
Well, I don't know. I'm expecting to be in the playoffs. I mean, we should be. And after that, you know, that whole stadium in Susanville, my boosters and myself built. I mean, from the snack bar to the field house to the scoreboard to the press box to the field itself to the goalpost, everything we've built. So it's going to be weird to walk off going, okay, this is what we've accomplished over 25 years.
I expect it to be a really doozy of a football game tonight. Looking forward to it, Coach St. Jacques. Congratulations on a great career that is not yet over, but have fun tonight. And I'm looking forward to calling this game. It's the game of the week. I think it could be the game of the year. You'll have to listen in, or if you're out at the game, enjoy it there wherever you are. We'll be broadcasting this one live to the end. It's the game of the week on KCNR.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to a beautiful night for football in the North State. Our game of the week at the Pasture in Cottonwood, the NAL Championship on the line, unbeaten season on the line for the West Valley Eagles against the Lassen Grizzlies. And Lassen, of course, comes in not unbeaten. Their only loss, however, coming to a very good Chico team since that time. They have won six straight. We're also covering tonight live coverage over in Redding at Shasta High School, where Dan Miller is standing by pregame with a look at Shasta Foothill. Dan?
Thank you, Brent. Tonight we're taking a look at Division II with Foothill Cougars are visiting the Shasta Wolves, and it is position number two in the playoffs on the line here, but there's a lot more scenarios going on that could take place later on during Division II, especially with another game going on tonight, Chico at Pleasant Valley. Chico right now having the top seed with Foothill number two seed is on the line tonight. We will give you live updates as we go on. Brett, back to you.
All righty, thank you. I expect it is going to be a packed house in Reading where the Wolves hosting Foothill. And Dan will be, as he said, bringing us updates throughout this broadcast. We're going to break in as need be. All right, we're about 5 minutes away from the start of this one, so I want to just kind of bring you up to date a little bit more. The Eagles, of course, won the section championship. They are in their Cardinal and Vegas gold going through their final warm-ups wearing the black jerseys. The cardinal numerals, the cardinal pants, black socks to a man, and they are also the numerals and their WV logo. They're wearing the West Valley Cardinal helmets, and in those helmets they have some gold. We're also getting an update on our crew. All right, so Casey Kingsbury is our crew chief tonight. Dan Dawson, Brian Shield, James Kirk, and Steve Pierce, a veteran crew tonight here in the North State in the black and white stripes. And four, of course, the Lassen Grizzlies. They have the colors that are similar to the Los Angeles Lakers, but they're going, I don't know, latter-day mambo. They are wearing purple and gold numerals, but they are black pants. They are blackish purple helmets, as deep a purple as you can possibly get. They have some black and purplish sleeves. They have gold trim barely visible, but there on the outside of their names on their legs, the school name, the mascot name of the Grizzlies. And you heard both coaches mention that playoff game a year ago, a disputed play at the end of the game that determined the season would continue for West Valley, and a little bitterness there. And then Lassen, as the Grizzlies felt as though they had a chance to move on, taken away from them. Over the years, it has been bitter. Their fans are loud. These fans are loud. They love football. They love their coaches. An interesting thing about these teams coming in, both got a week off they didn't expect, and it came as Wairika forfeited games against both of these teams. Lassen was to play Wairika a week ago, and they did not. West Valley was to play them 2 weeks ago, and that game was also forfeited. And frankly, neither coach felt very good about that. Lassen a week ago was to be their final regular season home game for head coach Tom St. Jacques, and they had actually planned it was their senior night festivities, as well as they had planned some festivities honoring Coach St. Jacques at the stadium that you heard him say he's been there since they built it. And, you know, that's kind of bittersweet. So he's hoping that all that hard work that those other folks have done for their seniors and for the program will be able to do something during the playoffs if they can get a home game. Certainly they would look to host, assuming they can win next week at Shasta, which that'll be a toughie too. But Lassen certainly still has their own destiny as far as hosting an opening round game in their own hands. As far as the West Valley Eagles are concerned, they beat Corning 42-9 last week in a game that, quite frankly, they probably could have won more. They did not really utilize Cade Lambert as much as a runner in that game. Lambert, they gave him a few snaps off. He comes into this game along with Josh Aguilar, keying a running attack that averages almost 9 yards a carry, 8.6 yards per carry on offense, rushing the football. That is because the Eagles went back to the two-back flyback that has been their offense so often over the years, and they have the multiple numbers to make it work. But the two big guys, Lambert, Aguilar, and, of course, Kit McClellan, the quarterback, those are your seniors, and those guys, those two seniors, Lambert, McClellan, among the captains on this team. You'll also hear Charlie Booth and Hayden Boys, Wyatt Reginato, Tyler Bowman, Jacob Best, and others, and we'll be telling you more about them on both sides of the football just a little bit. As far as Lassen goes, they have usually been a pound-and-ground team. A ground-and-pound team. And this year, the personnel and what they've been able to do, as you heard Coach St. Jacques allude to in the pregame show, has really led them to be more of a passing team. Certainly down near the goal line, they throw for about 60 yards more a game at least than the West Valley Eagles do. Neither of these teams really relies solely on the pass, but Lassen, that is a controlled passing game is what they've utilized. They will go to multiple receivers. Aaron Ogburn is their big play guy. He's got 37 balls for them this year, 5 touchdown passes. But the quarterback, Brock Wolf, is very good. Only 2 picks, 16 TD passes in high school. That is an excellent ratio, and he completes 56% of his passes. He has already passed the 1,100-yard mark in passing yardage this year. So even though they run the wing T, which is just as crazy following the football as the two-back flyback does, a lot of misdirection, a lot of movement in the backfield, quarterback-reliant. Both of these teams have quarterback-reliant offensive schemes, but look for Lassen to throw the ball more than they have in the recent meetings between these clubs. It's all ahead. It's a perfect night. There's no wind to speak of. There are no clouds to speak of. There is, of course, the barbecue grill is the only cloud I see, and the hot dogs and hamburgers have been flying off that thing for quite some time. It is a triple header day for West Valley. As when Lassen comes over, they have to bus all 3 since they're making the drive from Susanville. The freshman and JV games won by West Valley.
Football players, parents.
And tonight is parents' night, so parents and representatives of the senior class of the football team are out on the field. The guys have lined up down near the statue, or not the statue, down near the rock that bears the name of their fallen star from a year ago, Tyson Wacker. And in fact, I saw a photo, saw before the game that they have the student body is raising money to build a statue. The student body is raising it. I'm sure that the community would do it, but this will be something special done by their student body. And so that's one of the many things that you see. The players, of course, touch that plaque and touch that rock. Now we've got their, as we mentioned, they are out on the field, and they're honoring their seniors on senior night. Both of these teams have about 20 seniors on their football squads, and both of these teams remember all of these great matchups over the year. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more on our game of the week. West Valley trying to cap off a perfect regular season, the defending Northern Section Division III champs hosting a bear of an opponent, the Grizzlies from Lassen. This is the KCNR Game of the Week.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to The Pasture in Cottonwood, California. I'm Brent Weber, West Valley entertaining Lassen tonight at his senior night. So they are honoring the cheerleaders and the senior members of the football team. Lassen still going through some of their warm-ups on the other side of the field. Of course, we will be cutting in to Dan Miller throughout the night. And he's going to be bringing us updates of the Shasta Foothill game, so we could kind of give you a little bit of the best of both worlds in that one. Looking at one score that we've seen, an early start in eight-man football in a critical matchup that will probably determine the opening, the top seed going into next week's eight-man playoffs. Reading Christian leading Big Valley, and this is on the road, so that's a tough place to play, leading them 7-6 at halftime, and that is the most recent score that we've seen from anybody. So most of the games, of course, just getting underway. Other games that we'll be keeping an eye on, Chico and PV. Chico wins, they are in. They're going to be the team to beat in that division, and that and of course, they're sitting atop the Division II Northern Section polls, the opening polls that they have determining eight playoff spots. So they, of course, with a win, they'll wrap up their league, and they will have taken care of business. PV trying to make a mess out of things. They can certainly do that. Enterprise is at Paradise tonight. Now, Paradise is a floating team this year because of the tragedy that the city went through and the uncertainty over their season and their scheduling. They have been floating out of the schedule. They're not playing a league schedule, but they are still planning to be part of the playoff picture. And we really don't know how that's going to play out in division, in their division, because in the big picture, you know, playoff, they should be one of the top teams, and certainly they have played a tough schedule. They are undefeated. They're 9-0. They're trying to go 10-0, trying to complete their last unbeaten season was back in 2004. So they are in those polls ranked number 8, and that could set up a very interesting matchup, because if West Valley is number 1 and Paradise is number 8, West Valley would be at home, but that would set up a pretty interesting matchup. Well, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Anderson is at Corning tonight. Anderson, a good comeback win last week. Wairika and CV tonight. Wairika, lo and behold, all of a sudden they could field a team after 2 weeks tossing it in, forfeiting to both Lassen and to West Valley. Frankly, most people think they just didn't want to play because they were going to get beaten so badly. And it's not good for those kids, in my opinion, that go to Wairika. I'm not sure that's the right message to send. Those kids don't even get those games in their senior year either way. All right, so enough of my pontificating. Trinity is at UPrep tonight. UPrep has to take care of business in Reading. That would set up a huge matchup with East Nicholas next week. Our scheduled game of the week, Sutter at Las Plumas, Gridley at Orland, East Nick at Williams, and they are heavily favored in that game. Those are just some of the games that we're taking a look at for you tonight. All right, we're going to check in. We'll check in as soon as we get some scoring going over at Shasta. Of course, we are a little bit late to start this one, a little bit later than usual. We did not realize how long they were going to go with the pregame. You hope, if you're a West Valley fan, that this type of festivities doesn't take the wind from the sails of your team, because instead of having that adrenaline-filled start to the contest, those guys are just standing over there. They're waiting. They're going out to see their parents. They're high-fiving everybody. But we'll see what they wind up doing. It is a beautiful night, not quite a half moon, and gorgeous skies, and a terrific night here in Cottonwood. All right, we'll be back with more of the pregame show. It is Lassen visiting West Valley for the NAL title, and for West Valley a chance to post their first ever perfect season tonight. They will have their hands full. It's the high school football game of the week on KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Welcome back to the Pasture in Cottonwood. Pre-game festivities continuing here on senior night, and you can almost see the Lassen Grizzlies on the sideline just chewing their cuds. They missed their senior week last week because Wairika forfeited. They are bitter rivals with West Valley, and this is their big night for the West Valley seniors. So we're a couple of minutes still away from kickoff. Let's send it over to Reading and Shasta High School, where Dan Miller is reporting on Shasta versus Foothill. Dan?
It took Foothill three plays, 80 yards, and a nice connection from Merriman to number 23, Bryce Henderson, for a touchdown. Foothill leads 7-0, 11-12, still in the first quarter. Thank you, Brent.
Wow. Thank you very much, Dan. Wow. So three plays in, Foothill is taking the lead. We will be checking back in with throughout the broadcast tonight, and Dan, thank you so much. Wow, Merriman, we saw how good he was, and so you want to know how good these teams are here tonight? They both beat Foothill. Foothill is the bigger division, and I believe it's the bigger division. Am I losing my mind all of a sudden? You know, sometimes I just start to lose my mind. Foothill, obviously, in the bigger division, their bigger school, and both of these schools defeated Foothill during the campaign. Lassen, their only loss was to Chico, 43-25, back on September 6th. They drilled Foothill 50-36. One of their tightest games was 38-22 at Enterprise. Not their best game, but we broadcast that game, and I was very impressed with Lassen not playing their best football, but still dominating the clock and able to win it. All right, we're going to have the national anthem here. I'm going to go ahead and keep it here for that, and the presentation of the colors and the here at the Pasture in Cottonwood. Let's listen in.
Thank you very much.
Love you, guys.
So that was a moment of silence for Tyson Wacker, of course, who passed away last year. And for his brother, a part of the program, Ashton, who's just a junior. Tyson would have been a senior this year. He is still listed on their roster, by the way. And when they enter the field, they race around holding the banner number 8. So now let's listen in for the national anthem. Festivities are complete. Both teams raise their hands in unison at the close of the national anthem, and they are now headed to the sidelines. We are just about ready to get this one started. It will start about a half hour after scheduled start time.
Great job, Anthony. Let's play some football.
And we'll be keeping an eye on any of the other scores that we can find for you since we're getting a little bit of a start. But we mentioned, and you heard from our good friend Dan, that Brandon Merriman hooked up with Tyler Carey, 7-0 Foothill, right out of the gate. We'll keep you up to date with his reports from that game as we go throughout the night. And those are the only scores we've got for you. And that is where we stand. All right, let's see. We have not they have already done the coin toss, I believe. We might be able to take one more short break. I can see Coach Grandel tonight is wearing his sweatshirt with Tyson Wacker's name and the numeral 8 on the back of it. He sends his captains out. And that is Cade Lambert, Charlie Booth. Excuse me, Cade Lambert, Jake Best, Kit McClellan, and Garrett Thibodeau. Senior, who's such a powerful force on their defensive side of the football. I'll try to see if maybe I can catch this coin flip for you. He's the white cap, the head official, the referee, is showing the coin to the young men, as you often see on television. And, of course, that is Casey Kingsbury. He flips it, lets it fall on the turf. Here at midfield, just about on that 50-yard line, shows it to both teams. And Lassen has won the toss. They have deferred their choice to the second half. West Valley will defend the goal to the east, and they will receive the opening kickoff. And there we have it. Again, a clear fall evening, no clouds in the sky, a beautiful moon ahead. The lights are bright in Cottonwood, and in fact, I dare say this is the only show in town. And they are here, and we are glad you're joining us wherever you are throughout America. And we know we've got one young player's father is couldn't make it for Parents' Night tonight and is on the road, and hopefully he's listening. We appreciate it. And we will keep you up to date on everything. Now, the officials have finished their chat with the seniors for these two teams, the captains for these two teams. Let's reset the stage for you. Home West Valley, the Eagles, coached by Greg Grandel, the 58-year-old head coach. We're here on Happy Valley Road in Cottonwood at the pasture where the Northern Section Division III defending champions are 9-0 this year, 4-0. A win tonight wraps up the NAL championship for visiting Lassen. They are wearing white jerseys with black and dark purple, a little bit of gold, and black pants, purple helmets, set to kick it off to start this game here at the pasture, receiving with those cardinal pants, the Vegas gold and cardinal numerals, and the black jerseys, the toe meets leather, and the ball has been returned, and we have a football game tonight in Cottonwood. It's first and 10. West Valley will take over with the Eagles two-back flyback on about the 34-yard line of West Valley territory. Again, painting the picture for you. The grass is not overly green. You know what time of year it is. It is real grass, so a little bit of brown, but the condition of the field is excellent for high school football this time of year. So they're coming out in that flyback. That means they have a fly to the left. He's like an H-back. They give it to Aguilar out of the backfield. Oh, my! Beats one guy at the line of scrimmage, then is almost tripped up, finally almost pulled down at the 40. Oh, my! He's going to go all the way! 30, 20, 10, touchdown! Oh, Josh Aguilar! I couldn't believe it. They had four shots at him. Once off tackle, three other times. And Josh Aguilar would not be stopped. What a start. His seventh touchdown rushing this year. 65-yard touchdown run. Wow. All of 11:14 to go in the first quarter. I am shocked. The point after, it is up, and it is good. That's Miguel Serrato. Both teams have good place kickers, by the way. Serrato is excellent. It is 7-0, West Valley. Wow, I hadn't even had the chance to tell you that Aguilar is a bruising little guy. He's 5'7", 205, but clearly has great balance, and he just kept going, averaging more than 9 yards a carry. He's on his way, it appears, to what would be his fifth 100-yard rushing game of the year. He's also a big player on the defensive side of the football. He's just a junior. We didn't know how good he was going to be, did we? He's a force on the defensive side as well. Now we'll get our first look at the Lassen Grizzlies and their wing T that they like to throw out of. Valdez is their main back to return kicks. Serrato is the kicker. Doubt you'll see any hanky-panky here. Good deep kick. Serrato gets it into the end zone, and there will be a touchback. Lassen will take it over first and 10 on their own 20. Now, the Grizzlies have outscored their opponents 284 to 132 this year. The only team in the NAL that has scored more or allowed less, West Valley, 328 and 113. Their quarterback is Brock Wolf. He's the guy who makes it work. And if you have a wing T, that means you have to have a quarterback who makes good decisions. And Wolf has done that. So they're going student body left. They like to do that. They set it up. And looking at a swinging gate or something, we'll just have to see. West Valley calls timeout. So essentially what that – they call it a lot of different things. But what happened is they sent everybody over to the left-hand side, just a center, a quarterback, and a running back on the other side. You still have to have 7 men on the line of scrimmage. West Valley burns a timeout right there because I don't think they were prepared for that. You think between them more than a half a century of head football coaching that these two guys haven't seen it all, showed each other the same thing more than once. I don't know. There, maybe that's one that Greg Grandel hadn't seen from Tom St. Jacques. Either way, we shall see. We'll tell you more about their guys. Aaron Ogburn is wide to the left. They'll be moving right to left in front of us, starting on their 20. They have in a slot inside of him Nick Valdez and a single back. Quarterback's out of the shotgun, and he is a deep gun. Going to throw first down. Nice little slant left side off that slot is Valdez. They gave him some soft coverage there, and he picked up 9, almost 10. They're going to have to tighten that up. They can't give Valdez that much room. Essentially, they run it just like any kind of West Coast offense there, the way they set that one up. They broke the backfield. They broke their wings out, and they weren't running them. And they, being Lassen, likes to throw the football this year, and they have been very successful. It's a control kind of attack. Clock's now finally ticking. From one side of the field, Charlie Booth is hollering to his other corner, his edge back. They try to go right side and quickly winds up to be a loss in the backfield. That was Tavin Fowler. I saw Fowler just chew up Enterprise earlier this year. That was not Lassen's best game. But Fowler rushes for more than 500. Valdez rushes for more than 500. Fowler is more of their game-breaking back, but Valdez, not known for his longest touchdown, is 16 yards. But between them, they have 16 touchdowns. This time, quarterback has a man to his left and three trips to the left. He's rolling to his left. He's a right-handed quarterback. He's in trouble and is dropped in the backfield for a loss by Thibodeau. Tyler from that right side end or left side end, whichever end. You got Bowman. That's his sixth sack of the year. Chris Whitney, Cade Lambert, Spencer Sellis, Cam Trutman, Jacob Johnson, all up front. Aguilar and Thibodeau, Morosti, Boys, Reginato, Long, Charlie Booth, all keying that defense to see what they're going to do this time. So they lost about six, looks like. And they had lost on the run before. So it's third down. Excuse me, it should be. Is it fourth? I think it is fourth down. Where is it third? It is third down. All right, here we go. Third down and long. Rolling right, looking to throw. That's Wolf. He goes mid-range down the right sideline. It's complete there to Campbell. To Ogburn, excuse me, but he was immediately hit by Morosti. They got back to the original line of scrimmage, but it'll be fourth and six, so they're going to go ahead and punt the ball. Grizzlies will be seeing more of Chase Campbell tonight. He was had a big four catch in a game against Chico in that loss. He's been out with an injury, so look for him to give them some depth at wide receiver. Here's the punt. It is a decent one by Wolf, and it rolls down to about the 32-yard line where it'll be downed, and that is where West Valley will take over, and the Eagles ain't messing around. One play, 65 yards. They were on top, 7-0. Clock sits now at 9:31. And I better keep an eye on my tweets there because I know that I'm going to be hearing from my buddy. By the way, 7-3 Foothill now with 5:33 in the first. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan, for that, Dan Miller. We got a whistle here as West Valley trying to get set up. Not flag, just a whistle by one of the back judges. As we mentioned earlier, Casey Kingsbury, Dan Dawson, Brian Shield, James Kirk, not James T. Kirk, just James Kirk and Steve Pierce are there. All right, quickly, West Valley's getting some plays in now. Tonight, I was told by Coach St. Jacques that they're going 8 in the box, and they're going a three-man set. They've got a free safety, Osborne, and he is way downfield. I mean way downfield. And they're thinking pass and rolling right. It is indeed complete around the 40. Gets down to the 46-yard line, and that was Bowman. The big junior, he's a good-sized target, 6'2", 210.
First down Eagles out to the 45.
Now, Kip McClellan, he led a team to a championship. Don't forget that. He has been some kind of leader. Okay, so they give it to the misdirection. Second guy through Aguilar. He didn't go 60 this time. You can't expect that. In fact, they stopped him there. They had moving left to right in front of us. McClellan is the senior. He's a captain, just around 6 feet, not quite 6 feet. Kit gets the play from the sidelines, then hustles into the huddle, has a single back behind him. That is Aguilar. Where is Lambert? To the left, going in motion. They fake to give to him. Aguilar goes left side, but he is chewed up and dropped in a hurry. Big stop there is Tristan Ingerson. And let me tell you, Ingerson was not a part of the starting lineup for Lassen when we saw them earlier in the year at Enterprise. And he has since just matured and become a really critical player for them. He's not huge, but he's playing a big role both offensively and defensively. That was a big stop there. So it's third and 10 now. You have Twins to the right. In motion is Reginato from right to left. Rolling left, looking to throw underneath, and it's picked off. It's intercepted at the 46-yard line by Aaron Ogburn. That was a throw that he didn't need to make. He was rolling left. He is a right-handed passer, and they were covered well. They had three receivers there, and it was just a nice interception. First turnover of the game goes to the Grizzlies. So the Eagles, not yet clicking, uncharacteristically out of the gate. They are up 7-0, but that one big run is what they've got to show for it. Now let's see if Lassen can take old momentum, and do something with it. Wolf in the pistol now, trips to the left, lobs one up left side, reaching up and making the catch is Miles Omachia. He's been injured. Didn't expect to see a lot of him tonight, but a nice catch and just a throw and run. He just lobbed it up down deep flats, down across midfield, so they are in West Valley territory. Now, West Valley physically feels like they can match up with these receivers, but you can certainly expect their coaching staff, Jim Virth, the defensive coordinator, to make sure they give it up the gut. Nothing going there. And was the ball on the ground? Let's see. Nope. Looked like Wolf recovered it. So the ball just done a little bit of a muffed handoff there. We mentioned Wolf, the quarterback, Fowler and Valdez, the other backs, Ingerson, a new face that we'll see some in the game. Ogburn, their big receiver, though, one of the best in the North State. He's caught 38 balls now, averaging over 19 yards a catch. Toss sweep right to Fowler. He gets some blocks around the edge. Now turns the corner, has the first, knocked out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. We'll see what the spot is. Doesn't get a good spot. 39, right in front of the Lassen bench over on the right side. But that was old-school Lassen football. That's what the Grizzlies used to be always known for. Just a big toss sweep. Picked up some blocks out there. Two of the top three rated teams in Division III in the northern section. Rolling left now, first and 10, being pursued by two. A flag down, a fumble recovered by Lassen. It appears that Josh Harlow fell on it. I think we're going to have a hold. And if that's the case, they may wind up, and that is, if I am West Valley, I decline that, and I take that play. Let's see what they're going to do, because I decline it. No, I guess since it's first down, they're going to go ahead and walk it off because it is a big one. It's a 10-yarder. They'll walk off 10 yards. What do I know? That's Coach Grandel's done this a lot longer than I have. If it were a third down, then you would expect him to just go on ahead and refuse the penalty. But in that particular case, now they walked it off. So it's going to be first down. It will be first down and 27 to go. because that hold is from the point of the foul. All right, here we go. Trips to the right now, left side hash mark. One receiver to the left, that's Campbell. They throw right side underneath, setting up. That's actually Valdez, complete down near the original line of scrimmage. So pickup of about 10, 12. It'll be second down and 12. 5:50 to go, if you're just joining us. 7-0, West Valley scored on their first play from scrimmage, and Dan got us an update, 7-3 Foothill late in the first quarter. So Shasta answered with a field goal. And both those teams, that could decide that game, that's for sure. Now on second and long, rolling left, throwing underneath, almost picked. He had Valdez and a little underneath, basically just a little down and an 8-yard button hook on some soft coverage over there. Lambert was the guy on the coverage, just playing it the way he should, almost picked it. We have some whistles. The officials had not spotted it properly. It's actually looking more like third. Boy, they moved that ball. That's not third and 13 now. That's closer to third and 15. That's interesting. So they have a power back set up. One receiver wide right. They're rushing hard. Maybe a block in the back, but no flag. Rolling right out of the pocket. Batted away on coverage on the far side. A terrific defensive play by West Valley. And I believe that was Morosti on the coverage. Brandon Morosti. Sometimes it's hard to pick up their numbers, folks, because they have dark jerseys and maroon, or excuse me, cardinal letters. But terrific coverage. Great job reaching in and knocking that away from Valdez. So Lassen again punts. 5:16 to go. Fielded by an up man at the 15, now cutting back, changing hands, and dropped. A whole lot of running around and not much to show for it. That was Hayden Boys, who's got big speed capability, but didn't get too far on. Let's see. Boys stays in the game at one of the wideouts. So they'll have the ball first and 10 on the 17-yard line. 7-0 West Valley. We haven't had time to take a break. That's just the way this one's going. Okay, they're at the center of the field. Wing in motion left to right. They give it to that man. It's Lambert. It's not Lambert. That was Dylan Booth, Charlie Booth. Booth's one of the guys with yards. He has 228 yards rushing, Wacker 150. They've got about five guys that have more than 150 yards. Reginato 181 on the ground, Morosti 353, and Aguilar and Lambert, the big rushers. Lambert 769, and Aguilar now close to 700. They go left to Reginato, sweep on the reverse off the wing, and he gets two. That was read very well by Dylan Goff. So as I mentioned, Lassen, they normally run a 50, and they'll run four DBs. Sometimes throw a nickel, but they're just they're going with three defensive backs. West Valley up the gut, and they want to take away West Valley's first and second down runs by doing that, and you force them to throw the football. And they have stopped them here again on third down, just short of the fourth. This isn't the time to go for it. They are on the 26-yard line, fourth and a yard. You could see a trick play here, but I certainly wouldn't expect it. Ashton Wacker coming in, the setup to help block. Aguilar is the punter. He's got powerful legs. Oh, he gets a good one off. It's not end over end, but it spikes into the turf at about the 42 or 3. No return on the play, but good strength in that one. It'll be first and 10 on the 41-yard line of Grizzly Territory. 3:11 to go. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Welcome back. 3:07 to go, first quarter. Lassen has the football, and quickly while we're away, they lose a couple of yards. So it is a second down, and did they lose yards or not? Second and 10, I guess. They did not gain anything. On the 40, just outside the 40, Grizzly territory. Quarterback has one man to his right. He brings a man in motion left to right to give it to that guy. And Valdez turning in the corner. He's dropped after picking up three. Again, just a nice little reverse sweep. They get Valdez some juice as he's going around the corner. Not all that different from what we see when they run that play with one of the wings for West Valley, Reginata. I mean, they... similar elements to their offenses. One's a wing T and one's a, it's an offset of the wing T. It's a wing offense, a double wing. We'll be checking in with Gary Miller in just a little bit, Dan Miller, excuse me, in just a little bit. And, of course, he is at the Shasta Foothill game. All right, so here we are, 7-0. West Valley looking to throw. Brock Wolf deep. He's got a guy over the middle in coverage, batted away, and we've got a pass interference call. It was incomplete. It looked like we had pretty good coverage there, but there was contact. There was contact on the ball and at the point of the play. I believe that's Lambert. They had two guys there, so they were double covering him. Yeah, it was Lambert. So they're going to walk that off. It'll be pass interference. He was going for the interception. There's no doubt about that, but he got some kind of leverage somewhere, somehow, I guess. So what they want to do is keep an eye on where is Aaron Ogburn. Obviously, they're doubling up on him, so they're throwing a little zone out there. Ogburn is wide to the left. Valdez is your wing to the left, quarterback again in the pistol, quickly looking to throw underneath. The guy cuts back and winds up getting nothing out of it. In fact, he may have lost a yard. We'll see the spot. No, they'll give him a forward momentum. It'll be second down and about 9. But that's that little soft underbelly. Wolf has a fairly strong arm, and so we've seen him loft some. We've seen him throw a couple of zips. He's doing what he needs to do as far as what he puts on the ball. And that's what you do with a control passing game. They're coming up to guard Valdez wide to the left. And they look to give it up. Right side, Tavin Fowler turns the corner. He's got a first down. He just stuck his head down. He's 5'11". It says he's only 165. I don't know. I think he's more than that. Brendan Morosti on the tackle. But it's a first down. So Lassen doing what they do, mixing it up a little bit. But really, their biggest successes, I think, I've seen, are with the old school Grizzly stuff. Toss sweep right, toss sweep right. A couple of those. Valdez right. That's right side there, short there. Ogburn is way wide to the left. They send a man in motion right to left. It's a quarterback keeper. Wolf goes off left tackle, spins around after running into his own man, and he's going to have a first down. He ran right up on his center, Nathan Biggs, and then spun around and picked up a couple more. Depending on the spot, he may have a first. Now, he did not get a good spot. Did not get a good spot. He's going to be short. Let's see. And then are they going to need to measure? It looks like they may. Yeah, they're going to measure. You don't see that all that often. I mean, in high school football, you do, obviously. So it's still 7-3 Foothill, second quarter. That message coming from Dan Miller, who is our correspondent on the scene over at Shasta High School. It's Foothill Shasta, and we're trying to keep you up to date on that. A couple of other scores. I know Chip Thompson down with the Red Bluff Daily News. Corning over Anderson. Right now, 13-12. That's in the first half. And then looking for, and don't see any other scores. Chico has an early lead in the Almond Bowl. So we'll keep you up to date on scores. And, of course, we'll be going back out to Dan in just a bit over at Shasta High School. So they did get the first down after the measurement. So with a minute five and counting, this will be one of the last plays of the quarter. Wide to the left is Ogburn. At an inside wing, that's Ingerson. So those two guys are split to the left, essentially. They have twin backs in the backfield now, getting near red zone. They're trying to show a little more run. They give it to the second guy, and that is Fowler. And Fowler, strong yardage, protects the football, had a nice hole just off the left guard, and picked up six. Fowler, they list him at 5'11", 165. I think he's been eating more than salads, though. In this football season. It's hard to gain weight in football season, but he looks a little bigger than that. Ogburn again, wide to the left. He's their game breaker. Coverage on him is Charlie Booth. Twins in the backfield. Fowler and Valdez. They give it to Fowler, sweep right. They try to seal a block there. He does turn the corner, and he's in the end zone for a touchdown. Terrific seal block over on the right side by Harlow and Biggs. They pulled Biggs out. Big hit. And he was able to turn and get the touchdown. Now they'll go for the point after. Let's see who they got kicking. Valdez is indeed the kicker. That's as time expires in the first. Snaps down, kick is up and good. So 0-0, end of the first. And, yep, we've got us a football game here. Lassen ties it on the run by Fowler. And it's all tied up at 7-7. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off the leg?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Yeah. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Last and about to kick off. Let's send it over to Redding and Shasta High School, Shasta Foothill, Dan Miller.
With 8:31 left in the first half, it is Shasta 10, Foothill 7. Shasta came back with a field goal just before the first half, first quarter ended. And then right after that, it sounds like you got a pressure cooker going on there, Brent, over there in West Valley. But Jahari Woods blasted one right up the middle for about 60 yards, got called back really quick on a holding call. But then Weaver punches it in for the touchdown, shot to lead, 10-7. Now, back to you, Brent.
Thank you so much, Dan Miller. Some excitement at both of these games. So, on the kickoff, West Valley takes it over, first and 10 on their own 34-yard line. Thank you so much, Dan, for that report. All right, they're on the left side hash mark. They give it to Booth on the reverse right side of the sweep around the corner. Nice pickup. Gets a good seal block out there and tripped up. Got a good head of steam, which is kind of the key to both of these offenses when you send guys in motion. Lassen will utilize more of a sweep in their wing tee, whereas the Eagles will use the fly back, they like to call it. And that's a guy just getting up ahead of steam and hopefully for them turning the corner. Under center, McClellan has a man going right to left, gives it to that man. He comes around tackle. That's Reginato. He's dropped there after a pickup of a couple of yards. Dylan Goff, a 6-foot junior, puts him down. So it'll be third down and 4. Haven't haven't gotten the ball in the hands of Hayden Boys yet, the receiver. And we haven't heard Cade Lambert's number called a lot yet on offense. So let's just see where we're at. Of course, they got a long touchdown run right out of the gate. They give it up the middle to Aguilar. He is dropped again by Goff, close to the first down. They actually had gotten a good spot on the second down play. They might have to measure this one. The referee is now saying, uh-oh, offsides against West Valley. So they'll mark off five. And the illegal procedure. So whether it was, it's not offsides, it's an illegal procedure, yada, yada, you. Five. And that makes it, where do we stand? All right, about third and eight. All right, they'll play that down over. In with the play is Kit McClone. He goes to the sideline, gets it, brings it back to the huddle. Center breaks. They're between the left and right hash marks. Closer to the left hash mark, moving right to left. Two backs. They send Reginato in motion, and we've got some procedure or an offsides because the whistle predated the snap there. They were giving it to Aguilar, who came from round right to left, and again, it's this time against West Valley again, and uncharacteristic. You can really hear that Lassen sideline picking up the momentum now. I mean, out of the gate, West Valley sent the lightning bolt out. Josh Aguilar, first play. First play from scrimmage, 65 for a touchdown. And it was a man of a play, too. But Lassen got the ball back, and they ultimately put together a nice drive of their own. So let's see, West Valley trying to answer the answer. Here early in the second, McClone under center, has a man in motion left to right. That's Aguilar. He's looking to throw right. Has an, oh, and it's batted down. It's knocked down. It's rolled around inside the five, inside the ten. It's going to be an incomplete pass. They thought originally, I just blinked my eyes, and I thought it was batted down, and they chased it down. It's just an incomplete pass. So West Valley's going to kick the ball away. Wow, they just sent the kitchen sink there. That's what you do when you throw eight up in the box. And that's going to put some pressure on McClellan whenever he is passing again to make some quick decisions. We got a flag down. Somebody got a little eager up front. Boy, these teams are in each other's faces already. All right, well, that one was against defense. Still only going to be 5 yards. Not enough for a first. Just defensive offsides. A little eager. I think it was Zane Osborne, who they've got three side rushers on the defensive left side, and they're trying to get to Aguilar. He's got a great, powerful leg, but he just hits it way up in the sky, brings some rain, lands just across the 50, and it'll roll down to the 42-yard line. And that is where Lassen, now moving left to right here in the second quarter, will take over. Not bad field position. Aguilar's got a good booming leg. He's just having to get rid of it quick, and he's not been able to get the great distance. So 9:35 to go. Grizzlies. They sent, and we had a timeout called here? We had a timeout called by West Valley. Jim Vert seeing something he didn't like, so he calls a timeout. Game is tied with 9:35 to go in the second quarter in Cottonwood. You're listening to the KCNR Game of the Week.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
All right, back from timeout, tied at 7 at West Valley. Let's send it over to Shasta High School. Dan Miller standing by, Shasta Foothill. Dan? and I might have jumped the gun. He may not be ready there yet. So we will get that in just a minute. We know that Shasta had taken the lead. All right, back here at action at the pasture. Lassen has it first and 10, running out of the shotgun, now at a pistol. Twins to the right, left side hash mark, looking to set up a nice little underneath pass. It's complete over there. Aaron Ogburn picks up four, and they'll just chip away at you. Chip, chip, chip.
We do have Dan on the line.
And, all right, we've got Dan on the line. Let's head that, throw it back over to Shasta. Dan?
Dan, we're here.
Okay. I'm ready to go with an update.
Go ahead, Dan, you're on.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, Foothill answers right back. Number 23, Bryce Henderson, right up the middle, 20-yard run. Now 14 to 10, favor of the Cougars, 5:21 left in the first half.
All right, thank you very much, Dan Miller. While we were away, a pickup of about 25 there on that play by, I believe, Ogburn actually ran the ball. Or is that Valdez? Either way, a nice pickup off the right side. Nice if you're Lassen. It's first and 10. They are in West Valley territory, and they're doing it with soft underbelly passing and running. Underneath center this time, he gives it to Fowler. Fowler behind the left guard gets a couple. He is stopped there.
No gain, maybe a yard, second down.
Spencer Sellers, junior, up front, among those who stopped him. 8:20 to go, and the clock is ticking. It is a 7-7 football game. And this is a slugfest here. I mean, these two teams know each other. These two coaching staffs know each other. Wide to the right is Nick Valdez, and we've got a whistle, and we're going to have another West Valley timeout. They're just kind of take that Mike. That's their third timeout here in the first half. They had to call one right out of the gate, too. So with 8:03 to go, we'll take a break. Still tied at 7 in the first half. West Valley and Lassen on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Game of the week on KCNR, 8:03 to go. First half, 7-7 Lassen in West Valley territory. Again, they're going to go student body left, and this time West Valley responds, and I think we're going to have offsides. I think the Lassen guys just lined up offsides, which I guess is the danger of doing that student body left. Yeah, they did. They ran over, and I don't know if they were not looking where the football was, but they'll just walk off five, and that takes care of that. I am really not sure that they're getting the best line of scrimmage set up from the not meaning to rip on anybody, but now they got student body left again. That means there's a wide out to the right, a center, quarterback, and back, and then everybody else is to the left. They throw to Fowler, and you know what? That would have been, I think, a reverse pass. I think that should be a fumble. I'd have to look at the footage, but it looked like he was throwing backwards to me. But instead, it's just ruled an incomplete pass. Wow. If we had instant replay, they'd have to look at that. And that would be a loss of about 8 yards because he just threw the ball, setting up a screen off to the left. I got a feeling that particular setup where they send eight guys over to the left, they got four guys to the right, seven guys to the left, all the way to the other side. You do that once or twice, you're setting something else up. That one didn't work, but I think that is a play they're setting up for later in the game. We'll have to see. Ball is set at midfield. Brock Wolf, the senior quarterback, is in a shotgun. In front of him to his right is Fowler. He's a yard away. Fowler is blocking for him. He throws down the right sideline. It's overthrown. Chase Campbell, just back from an injury, was in pretty good coverage there, but the ball was a good 8 yards past him. So it'll be third down and about 13. Or is it fourth? It is fourth and 13.
Get that ball, get that!
All righty. Trying to keep up with our calls in from Mr. Miller. And we'll hear from him again in just a little bit out at Shasta. Low lining punt by Valdez, and it's going to roll down and finally be downed by Smokey Young, a senior on special teams for Lassen. So good punt, not good field position for West Valley. And Kit McClellan's squad is going to take it over with 7:45 to go here in the second. If you ever wanted a nice sustained drive, this would be the time. They're at midfield, wide out way to the right. They send a man in motion left to right. They give it to, I believe that's Hayden Boys. No gain on the sweep over to the right. That was actually Brandon Morosti. Getting up slowly over there, one of the defenders for Lassen. I believe that was Josh Harlow. So now they're on the right side hash mark. Second down and 9.5. So they got a little bit, not a lot. They're bringing everybody. Keeping it up the gut. Nice pickup of about 4, maybe 5.
The ball carrier. Flag down.
And we got a flag down on that play. Not sure who that was on the carry. Lambert. They haven't been able to get it. Lambert, open it up for Lambert. He's so far just been a big factor on defense, as he always is. But he's our leading tackler on defense. But we have seen him explode. I'm going to let my producer, Jared King, know that when you tweet me about the messages, you need to make sure I realize it's current. I don't know how to do that, but what time it is or something. But and they're going to pick up the flag. They had thrown a flag, and so now it'll be 2nd and 9.5.
About a 5 yard gain. We have 3rd and 4.
All right, 2nd down. Just inside 10. No, they actually, okay. They got 5. Excuse me. I don't know why I'm saying just inside 10. Nice run on that run by Lambert. Now, West Valley got that big run, but they just haven't seemed to be clicking since then. The long pregame show, and I'm not making excuses, but there's no momentum coming in. There's no momentum coming in. So after this next play, we're going to send it, give us just one more play, and we're standing by at Shasta. We'll get to Dan Miller in just a minute. Hold on just a second. All right, we've got a 2nd down. Looking to throw. McClellan under center now. Instead gives it off to Aguilar, who gets hit once in the backfield and still on his feet, still battling forward. Nice pickup that time. He gets 13 on the play. 1st down, West Valley. Now let's send it out to Dan Miller at Shasta High School. Dan?
Hey, thank you, Brad. It was Jahari Woods up the middle. The point after failed. Shasta leads 16-14, just under 2 minutes before halftime. Back to you, Brent.
All righty. Thank you very much. So excitement there, excitement here. A good old-fashioned NAL slugfest going on here. They give it to Lambert. He's got a big hole left side. He's pulled down from behind, but a good tackle, in fact, by Dylan Goff. Goff's been making a lot of tackles for them. He's got lines up over the guard, makes he's kind of a little bit of a nose guard, but one of their big middle linebackers. They have 8 guys up there in the box. Again, defensively, they're using Ogburn, Smith, and Osburn basically on coverage. In motion is Charlie Booth left to right. They've got twin backs this time. They give it to Lambert right side. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, but able to move forward a little bit. Partial tackle there. Again, Dylan Goff. Nice football weather out here tonight. You know, the sweatshirts are coming out. Maybe even a sweater or two. The coats. Folks know how to dress warm. And I got my dad's Colt 45's sweatshirt on, so I'm good. Single back is Aguilar behind the quarterback. I give it to him left side. Tried to trap there, but nobody was buying into it. Standing up was Ingerson. And that was a big stop for Tristan Ingerson. They held their ground and filled that trap hole, and nothing for Aguilar. I mean, not enough anyway. Got maybe one or two, but West Valley going to have to punt the ball. So since that opening play, Eagles unable to put it into the end zone or get into the red zone. Both teams familiar with one another. They have been playing sometimes twice a year for quite some time. And why should this year be any different? Aguilar back to kick, and it's way over his head, and he really gets off a good one. Lands on the 30. Now it's rolling a West Valley roll, going to be down at about the 22. Boy, it was over his head. A nice athletic play to save the day and get off a good punt. Best punt of the night for Josh Aguilar. Lassen coming out quickly and moving quickly, so we'll keep it right here. It is 4:27, and they will start that clock. And, yeah, hot chocolate's going to be popular tonight. I might even sneak in behind the line at halftime, get some of that. All right, so they go back to their senior quarterback. That's Brock Wolf. Wolf, and we have a whistle and going to be some movement up front. When you run these misdirection offenses, hey, even though they've been doing it all year long, you know, you're going to have some eagerness in a matchup like this. There's a playoff feel to this one. There really is. There is a playoff feel out here tonight. West Valley, let's be honest, they have not had a close game since their comeback win over Foothill. They've been beating teams. Lassen has had a couple of closer ones. But both of these teams, and they, of course, Lassen only lost to Chico, so as, I hate to say as I predicted, but so far this one is definitely living up to the matchup I expected to be. Grizzlies on offense, going left to right, looking to throw. Wolf spins and throws into triple coverage. Auburn is covered up there, and he spun around, and it's incomplete. Wow, that's a, I don't know, all you're going to get out of that is probably a pass interference. They have a lot of confidence, obviously, in Auburn, but they were throwing zone out there. And so far, they haven't been able to get Chase Campbell really into it. They throw to other guys. Don't be deceived. Valdez is one of them. He's wide to the right. He actually has a red towel to keep his hands dry and warm, hanging from the back of his britches. They give it on a sweep right. They've got a flag down, Tavin Fowler. So either there's movement or there's a quick hold. But it was thrown right into the line right after the snap. And let's see what Casey Kingsbury is going to tell us. They're not picking this one up. Kingsbury. Yep, there we go. We got a hold. All right. Let's see what you got for me. What was that, Jared? Let me look at that again. All right. I got to go way over here to find out what you said.
Penalty decline.
The penalty is decline there. Yeah, I know they have a timestamp, but I can't always tell the way I have it set up. So that was great what you did last time. Thank you, Jared. All right, so we're back at it. Third down and 15. So Lassen on offense. They walked off. Single coverage out wide to the right. Again, that is Valdez out there. They have a wing on the right. They're going to throw left, slanting in. They threw behind Ogburn, incomplete. He had Ogburn on just a little four and out, four and slant, and threw it behind him. So Wolf was feeling a little bit of heat on that one, and
they're going to punt the ball away. And West Valley now, you know they're going to bring the kitchen sink. Hayden Boys back to return. He's not alone. They've got they are going for a block, but almost was blocked. Almost blocked. And a fair catch called at the 45 of Lassen. So, some of the best field position that West Valley has had tonight. And it's tied at 7, 3:58 to go in the first half. We're going to keep it right here because West Valley's already getting the play in from the sideline. They don't mess around. That's Kit McClone, the quarterback. A lot of pressure on Ogburn tonight. He's one of their main cover guys, again, as we're saying, for Lassen. They're showing power here. Wing goes in motion right to left. They give it to the inside back. That's Lambert. He cuts the corner right. Tackle gets two. Bradley Woods over there on the left defensive side and on the stop. 3:42 to go and counting down inside 3:40. A man in motion is Morosti. He goes left to right, now comes back going right to left. They toss sweep left side. Aguilar hit in the backfield, spun and dropped by Tristan Ingerson. Ingerson, the senior, just read that well from his linebacker position, did what he's supposed to do, squared it off, and like a rush end, and did not let go, dropped it. So it's third and 10 now. Wound up being about a 3-yard loss. Twins to the left, ball at midfield. Between the hash marks, just across midfield, 46 of Lassen, thrown towards Lambert. It's incomplete. Threw behind him a little bit. Both teams are getting pretty good penetration defensively. It's making it tough on these rollout quarterbacks to get anything done. 2:36, the ball dropped incomplete, so the clock stops. And in to kick is Josh Aguilar. Let's take a look at the snap this time, because last time it could have been disastrous. Single guy back to now they are setting up a return. No fair catch call. They're going to let it bounce. And Aaron Ogburn steps away from it. West Valley downs it inside the 10. So good punt result for the Eagles. 2:26 to go. Lassen taking it over. First and 10 deep in their own territory on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
All right, first down, and Lassen gets a yard. Second and 9 yards to go. We'll be heading back out to Shasta in a little bit to check in with Dan Miller. He's been bringing us up to date. Foothill and Shasta going toe-to-toe out there. It's 14-10, I believe, at last look. And we'll get that update from him. They ought to be heading towards halftime as well. Minute 50. To go. Lassen on offense. The Grizzlies and the Eagles tied at 7 in the NAL Battle of the Year. Quarterback keeps. Wolf, not a big runner, but he's able to just go behind his blockers. A nice little hole off the left tackle and went straight ahead, picked up 9. Wolf doesn't rush a lot, but that was a designed quarterback keeper. Minute and a half. So they've got a long way to go. They were down inside their own 10.
Watch the big pass!
So it's first and 10 now. The ball placed on about the 19. If you're West Valley, obviously you don't want to give up anything big. You don't want to Well, you'd like to just let that clock continue, and Lassen seems to be okay with that. They've got a couple of timeouts left. I formation, second back through is Fowler. He has a block, but is hit and dropped. That was Hayden Boys, I believe, stepping up and finishing the job. And got a, didn't quite get a first down. They're close. I believe they're going to measure it. Or they're going to know. They're going to say he got the first. And somebody's going to call timeout here. I believe it's Lassen. Lassen will use the timeout, taking a quick break. It's tied at 7 with 53 seconds to go. Let's not take a break. Let's send it over to Dan Miller at Shasta High School. Dan?
Hey, we're at halftime here, 16-14, favor of Shasta. And Shasta is just coming alive on defense. And it last week it was, I believe, number 4, which was, oh, God, Brandon, this game is so exciting. I can't even figure out the names right now. But right now it is halftime, 16-14, Shasta. Back to you, Brent.
All righty, thanks. When we get to halftime, we'll go back to Dan out at Shasta High School in Reading and get more of a feel. He can recap where we are. So that big game is living up to the billing. This big game is living up to the billing. Lassen, they're showing pass here on first and 10 with 53 seconds to go. Rolling right, Brock Wolf throws it underneath. It's complete, but Tavin Fowler immediately hit. Aguilar was one of the guys there. I'm not sure who else was over there. I believe somebody else got the first hat on him. I think it might have been Cameron Troutman. Either way, there was good pursuit on that play. So second down, 5. That's just that soft throw underneath. They have a wing to the right side hash mark, fake to the fullback and dump it off on the left side for a screen. First down, Aaron Ogburn just races up down towards the 43. They're not yet to midfield, but they do get a first. Clock will stop so they can get the chains pulled up. Once the chains are set, we're going to have another timeout called by Lassen. All right, so we're going to have another timeout called by Lassen. This time we'll take a break. Tied at 7 on KCNR.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples, your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Okay, the crowd on their feet here on the West Valley side. Same could be said on Lassen. They have the ball. First and 10, 39 seconds to go. Clock will start on the snap. Brock Wolf, nope, it won't start. The whistle sounded. And let's see. Well, let's see what Mr. Kingsbury has this time. I've got procedure against Lassen. That could be a tough one. Kind of, they probably should put that second back on the clock. It was a quick 1 second. There were 39 seconds, and the procedure was at snap. So I think that they should put 39. Let's see if they do that. It doesn't look like they're going to. If more than that had ticked off, they probably would have. So back at it. He's going under center this time, or showing under center. Let's see if he stays there. Has a wing to the right, left side hash mark, and a tailback. That tailback has it. Blast right through. Fowler has 10, 15 yards down across midfield. And now Lassen's playing hurry up without the timeouts. 23, 22, 21. Wings on either side, and they step back and throwing it down to get an incomplete and stop the clock is Brock Wolf. Just did that one step back, threw it down, incomplete. Popularized in the National Football League. So 21 seconds. in this game. They didn't get the first, by the way. They are just inches away from the first, which I didn't realize. I thought he had the first down. The ball is placed right about the 47. Lassen's thinking end zone. So they're that was some powerful running, by the way, by Fowler. Ogburn's wide to the right. They have a wing to the right. They're looking to throw to Ogburn. He's in single coverage. Has his man by a step, but it's batted away. Incomplete. Brandon Morosti got his hand up. I say he had him by a step, but I think Morosti just was reading the ball. He was with him and saw that it was just a little underthrown. Now 16 seconds. The minute they set that ball, it's fourth and short. They're going to push forward to get a first. They got it. And now they'll have to stop the clock with 10 seconds. That should actually put two more seconds back. It were 12 when they blew the whistle. But I don't think you're going to see that. We'll see. They're not. They're quickly moving the chains. The officials are, yeah, you can't start the clock until those chains are set. You can't do that, men in black and white.
It'll be second and 10 from the 45.
Officials have got to get it set before they force the team to do that. All right, 9 seconds are on the clock. Wolf has the play. Now they're set. Now they're ready. They break the huddle. Fowler, the lone back. No, both backs are there. Looking to throw, though. Left side has space. It's intercepted. As 3 seconds remain on the clock, intercepted. And a very happy trying to see who actually got the interception. I believe it was Reginato on the pick. And that'd be big. He's one of the top tacklers on this team, too. So Wyatt Reginato with the interception. 3 seconds to go. You don't want to do anything dumb here, West Valley. They know it. They're in a, Lassen is in a pre-vet defense. You might just see a take a knee, let it go. Well, they run a play. And off the right side, cutting back left is Lambert. Gets a couple. And the clock will tick down. Horn sounds. Oh, we have a good old-fashioned slugfest going on, folks. It's tied at 7. Lassen at West Valley, the NAL title on the line. The Eagles' perfect season on the line, and it is the kind of match of two long-standing rivals that we expected tonight. All righty. Well, let's see. I'm going to check my information here and see where we are. We're going to take a break. We'll get to Dan Miller as well with a halftime report. Tied at 7, Lassen at West Valley, our game of the week on KCNR.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right.
Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
This is Carl Lindabot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret's gonna rescue you.
Pirate Secret essential oils can be purchased in Reading at Orchard Nutrition, Enjoy the Store, Country Organics, in Chico at SS Produce, Arcata in Wildberries, and online at piratesecret.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at WePeopleRadio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret's gonna rescue you.
Pirate Secret essential oils can be purchased in Reading at Orchard Nutrition, Enjoy the Store, Country Organics, in Chico at SS Produce, Arcata in Wildberries, and online at piratesecret.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
He's crying, guys.
Well, welcome back. Halftime in Cottonwood at the Pasture. It is an old-fashioned slugfest between two bitter rivals. Lassen trying to upend West Valley's dream season. They are perfect coming into tonight, but it is right now a 7-7 game. West Valley scored on their first play from scrimmage, a 65-yard run by Aguilar. At 11:42 to go in the first, right away they're on top. Lassen scored on the last play of the opening quarter. Fowler scores on a sweep to tie it up, 7-7. Each team has an interception, and both teams have really come up with some big stops. It has been a very defensive-minded game so far. Now, let's send it over to Shasta High School in Reading, where the Wolves have a 16-14 lead on Foothill, and here to tell us a little bit more about what was happening in the first half is our friend Dan Miller. Dan?
Okay, thank you, Brent. Yeah, last week the star on defense was Fournier, that number four for Shasta. This week it is number 32, Antonio Mazzora. He has just come on fire and put the pressure on Merriman, the quarterback for Foothill. But the Foothill star today, they were keying on Tyler Carey, and it ends up that Bryce Henderson, number 23, has the only two touchdowns, one through the air and one on the ground. He is the star for Foothill. Third quarter is just getting set to take off here in about 19.6 seconds. Brent, sending it back to you. 16-14, Shasta.
All righty. Thank you very much, Gary. Looking at stealing some stats from Shasta County Sports there over at that game as well. Merriman is 5 of 12 passing 107 yards. He mentioned that Henderson's had a big game so far for them. Carey, a couple of catches for them as well. And so that's going to be a doozy as we head to second half for Shasta. 81 yards for Woods, 73 for Weaver, 46 for Bova. And that tells you that they are doing what they like to do, which is just spread it out. Did I say Gary? And I apologize. Dan Miller, my good friend Dan Miller. At the game in Reading. All right, so here in Cottonwood, inside 3 minutes, tied at 7, inside 3 minutes to go in the half. Let's get you some score updates from elsewhere. And if we have any scoring changes, we'll head back out to Dan Miller in just a little bit. But looking at some of the other score updates that we might be able to find for you. Now, well, there we go. Pierce has a 7-0 lead on Live Oak in the third quarter. Some pretty big games that we're looking at tonight. Paradise looking like they're going to stay perfect. They have a 27-14 lead. That's in the third quarter. The last time they have had an unbeaten season was back in 2004. And that would be something if they could pull that off again. Corning is leading Anderson in Corning. That one's 33-20, and that one is in the third quarter. Chico putting it to Pleasant Valley, and that's potentially, you know, one to just kind of wrap things up for Chico. They're leading, well, putting it to them in Chico Pleasant Valley country. 13-3 is a big lead because these two teams are normally pretty tight. That one's in the third. Center Valley, a 15-0 lead over Wairika. And UPREP over Trinity, they are taking care of business, leading in their game 30-0. By the way, we have a final from eight-man football. We mentioned this to you earlier, that it will set up Reading Christian as the top seed, I believe, in the eight-man playoffs starting next week. They beat Big Valley 21-12. Each team had just one loss coming in. And Reading Christian goes to Big Valley and wins 21-12 tonight. So that's a big one. You know, for eight-man football fans, they will begin their postseason next week. Well, that brings you up to date on things. We will hear back from Dan Miller as soon as they get some kind of any score update on that game, with it 16-14, just starting off the third quarter, and we're just set to start the third quarter here in Cottonwood at the Pasture. We'll be back for the second half kickoff. And more in just a moment. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
It has been a defensive game. It has been a sparring match so far. I don't want to, not, both teams have tried. They've gone for big blows. Both teams have tried to go to their big play guys. Aaron Ogburn has been a frequent target, but when he's in some zone coverage with three men back there, all you're going to get is basically either a great catch, an interception, or pass interference, because you're not giving him much of a chance. That's my critique of that. Brock Wolf. Wolf has been effective, however. He has been a very effective passer, primarily using the dumps underneath and the soft underbelly of the defense, where they have to play man because of the wing T threat. And Valdez has been there. Fowler has been a power back for them. And Tristan Ingerson has been a bit of a factor as well on both sides of the football. So Lassen has done what we expected them to do. They have come in prepared with a good game plan, and they are going toe-to-toe. In fact, the argument could be made that despite that big interception, if the last 3 seconds of the opening half, West Valley's biggest play came on their first play. I don't think there's any doubt about that. 65 yards, Aguilar. And, I mean, it was Aguilar. That was a Bo Jackson kind of run, man. I mean, he got tapped in the backfield. He shook that one off. He spun another one off. He shook another one off. He high-stepped another one off and eventually went into the end zone. And clearly he had fresh legs. It was the first play from scrimmage. And since then, Lassen's defense has stood the test. They have stepped up. They have done their job. Both teams, guys are wearing long sleeve shirts for the most part, except the tough kids, because it's gotten a little cool tonight. The hoodies are up, the knit caps are out, but again, weather not a factor at all in this game tonight. Not a factor. There's no wind to speak of. There is no wind at all. A beautiful moon that is now kind of dropping into the western sky, a little bit lower now, and it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous setting for high school football tonight. All right, we're going to have kickoff in just a moment. You're listening to the Game of the Week. We're all tied at 7 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Hi, we're tied at 7, set to start the third quarter. West Valley kicking off to Lassen. In just a moment, we're going to go out to Shasta High School, but we're going to have this opening kickoff here, and then we will send it out. They're set to kick off. West Valley going, kicking it right to left to Lassen. West Valley in their dark homes, and Lassen in their white jerseys with the black and purple. They take the kickoff on the 14-yard line, going left side, down, battered down, and thrown down for a big loss, or not a big loss, for a big tackle at about the 20-yard line. Let's send it over to Shasta High School and Dan Miller.
Dan,
okay, with 9:22, Shasta takes the ball first. It's to start the third quarter, and it is James Weaver in for the touchdown. Two-point conversion also, but the big story is Myers out of being quarterback. Pena in. It seems like Myers got a little injury. 9:22 left in the third quarter, 24-14. Shasta, back to you, Brad.
All righty. Thank you very much, Dan Miller. So that one's shaping up to be, I think it's a surprise. I'm not pulling for either one, but I think 24-14, that's a impressive lead for Shasta. First down, toss right. Don't get more than a yard. Lassen has it now on their right side hash mark. The field is worn as you would expect it to be here in the North State, in the North Valley. It is real turf. It's in good shape. We haven't had a ton of rain, so it's hard. We give it to the up back in the backfield. Not a gain, big gain on that one either. Once again, Tavin Fowler. Looks like Lassen's coming out and tried to be old Lassen. Maybe do a little pounding. Maybe try to get a long drive going, but it's not working so far. Ned Gebauer will be up to your – he's going to leave. They're going to send in a new set of backs and receivers. Campbell's coming back in. Ormich. Those two guys will be wide to the left, and Ogburn wide to the right. So this looks like they got something up their sleeve. Let's see. Valdez goes in a slot to the left. Actually, they have trips to the left, single back right, shotgun formation, and one back. They're sending the kitchen sink, trying to get to Wolf. He eludes one tackler. Now actually turns the corner, gets up speed, and gets out of bounds. First down, pickup of 15. And that was good recognition by Wolf because the seams were dropping in on him in the pocket in the back. And once he felt that, he just took off. Showed some pretty good foot speed there. Clock at 10:23 now as they move the chains up. We're in the third quarter. Twins out to the right this time. Ormachia, we're seeing more of him. Ogburn. So Ormachia will be in the slot. Ogburn way wide to the right. And a single wide receiver left. Wing is to the right, and Fowler to the right of the quarterback as well. He's in the pistol, takes the snap, rolls right, soft roll, dumps it underneath, and hit as the ball hit his hands, incomplete. Aguilar was right there on Valdez, and as the ball hit him, Aguilar timed it perfectly. And that's how you're going to have to stop that underneath. You take a chance, you might get a pass interference. Lassen didn't like it. You might even be able to hear the fans on the other side. They had the crowd mic turned down. They wanted a pass interference. But no, it was well-timed. And that is one thing that West Valley can do on those soft underneath passes is just try to, you know, get in the head of the receiver. Valdez is wide to the right. They send a man in motion right-left. That's Ingwersen. The quarterback's going to keep again, but this time Wolf, he doesn't. He goes straight down in the trough, and he's dropped for a loss of a couple. Troutman over there on the stop. Inside 10 minutes now. Third down. It's now third and 11. So, again, moving left to right. That's east to west here at the pasture. Quarterback in deep at a gun. Fowler is to his right. He has a wing to his right. Everybody's loaded up on the right. Single receiver wide to the left. He rolls right, looking. Has three receivers. Goes deep on a post pattern. And it is picked off. Intercepted by Reginato. Reginato back across midfield to the 50, 40, and around the 35-yard line of Lassen. Boy, if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. And Wolf just forced that post pass to his favorite receiver. You got to, if you are Wolf, you got to recognize that and look for something else. Biggest break of the game defensively for West Valley. Second pick of Wolf. 9:24 to go. They're taking it over first and 10 on the 37. Really closer to the 36 of Lassen. They got that single back. He goes, oh, we're going to have some procedure there. Oops, they had two guys in motion. They were doing a little Canadian football at that time. You know, Canadian football, you just kind of all run around in circles and do whatever you want. They just kind of had two plays in mind, and they ran both at the same time. That's all. So McClellan has the play. It's just 5 yards. It's first and five. Still good field position for West Valley. And I'm not watching my text there. Sorry if you've hit me up. But, Jared, but we're back at action. Looking to throw. McClellan does a little shovel pass inside to Lambert. Man, he just carries some guys with him. Just Nate Biggs was just on his back, and he just kept digging and powering. Woods was there, too. I think he might have been carrying one of his teammates, too. That tough kid. That is a tough kid, Cade Lambert. One of the top players in the North State. Could be player of the year before it's all said and done. You just don't know. So we got second down and 11, West Valley. Again, in Lassen territory. Back near the original line of scrimmage. Looking to throw left side. Slant in. Tipped up. Intercepted. Intercepted by Lassen. It was just thrown a little behind him. Aaron Ogburn, a terrific two-way player. Never took his eyes off of it, and both teams with impressive interceptions have stepped it up here on defense. Old momentum is just a pendulum, keeps going back and forth. This keeps up, old momentum's going to be like a wind vane swinging around. I don't know. 8:41 on the clock. Now Lassen has it. They have it first and 10 on their own 36. Right side hash mark. They give it to the fullback. That's Fowler. I'm going to call him that in that wing tee. So he's the first back, even though he's probably their bigger breakaway back. I say that. I mean, both guys can run. Valdez averages 8.3 yards a carry. Fowler usually gets the chew-em-up yards. Fowler's limping off a little bit. Looks like he's got a tweak in his calf or something. And that can happen this time of year. He's limping off, and they're going to have to send somebody in. And they do. Valdez is looks like Eric Smith back in the game. And Smith's an experienced senior back. So they're on the right side hash mark. West Valley's defense looking to take another stand. It's been defense tonight. That's been the game. Little delay up the gut. Forearm shiver. Valdez gets the first and then some. Another four after that. He's at midfield. That was Smith. Excuse me, Eric Smith. I mean, he's a guy that carries the ball for him. He's has experience there. Fowler is still being tended to on the sideline. Clock inside 8 minutes now. First and 10, 49-yard line of West Valley. Lassen on the march. The center, Nathan Biggs, breaks out of the huddle. They're sending out wide to the left, Tristan Ingerson. He's your only wide out here, so that's a more of a wing T setup, and they set up a little Z screen over there and just wiped out as he picked up three or four. Over on that side was Ingerson. Not sure who made the hit. Let's listen. But, boy, that was a big tackle.
That's the Ingerson.
Not sure. I was hoping the spotter would, the PA guy would let us know on that far side, but, I mean, he got his clock cleared over there. It was a clean hit. It was just both guys moving full speed. All right, here we go again. Wing to the right there on the left side hash mark. Spinning around. They give it to the fullback. And this time he gets another 5, 6, 7. Going to have another first down. So we're seeing some old school Grizzlies. Now Smith again. They're going with those fresh legs. So the ball inside the 40 now. The clock now at 6:50 and counting down. A lot of football to be played here in the third quarter and in this game. They send a man wide to the right. That's Ogburn. They always want to know where that guy is. Looking to throw right side. Looking for Ogburn. On a little curl in. It's complete, but is immediately wrapped up and dropped where he stands by Brandon Morosti. You can't let guys beat tackles. Morosti didn't. So they gave him 4, maybe 5. It's a long 5 on second down. Ball placed just inside the 35-yard line of West Valley. They're trying to make a stand. Ingerson wide to the left. Well, they're showing some different formations. I'm wondering what they're doing here. They give it again to Smith. Smith, again, fresh legs, as we said, gets down inside the down to the 20. They'll spot it at about the 19-yard line. I mean, sorry, the 30 at about the 29-yard line. That would have been a heck of a run, wouldn't it? 5:58. They're going to blow the whistle to move the chains. And then they'll start the clock. Reginato on the stop there. Wyatt's had a good game. I was wondering when we would see Ogburn. They gave him a couple of plays off. Walked back in with the play. Ogburn's going to go wide to the right. Charlie Booth is covering him there. Lambert's also given a look. They give it right side, holding the ball in both arms and battling forward is Nick Valdez. And he's down close to the first, but doesn't have it.
Valdez picks him about 7.
5:27. And look who's back in. Tavin Fowler back in the game. Valdez, excuse me, and Ogren's going to go. No, he's not going out. I thought he was going to go out. Ogren will be wide to the left. They send Smith off with Fowler back in. So he must be, he looked like one of those calf things or something. So both Valdez and Fowler in the backfield, they give it to Fowler, and there wasn't anywhere for him to run. I mean, he has stood up and dropped. Maybe a loss. Either way, not much of a gain if he got it. Got it. Chris Whitney up the gut there, and Spencer Sellers. Spencer's, he's a guy that's a little guy with a big stockiness, about 5'7", 195 pounds. They go back to the shotgun. That means he's kind of behind the up back. They send Ingerson in motion right to left. Quarterback keeper, he has to cut inside his block and then gets pounded by a bunch of maroon hats. Cardinal helmets. The West Valley Eagles sticking it to him now. It's dangerous for a quarterback. They got the first. That's what he was after. Lassen with a big sustained drive here. Down at about the 16-yard line, first and 10. Toss, sweep, left, Valdez. Nope, nothing doing. Dropped for a loss of a half yard.
Valdez going to lose a yard. Second and 11.
One of the West Valley linemen had to come rushing off. Now they finally break out of the hug. Let's see where we're at. Under center this time. Gives it to the second guy through. Protecting the football is Valdez. Excuse me, I believe it might have been Fowler. Let's see. Nope. Nope, it was Valdez.
Valdez gets back to about the... Maybe
third and nine. Maybe third and eight.
Time to show up, defense!
Fowler and Valdez will be in the backfield now. Lassen kind of taking their time a little longer in the huddle. Well, they send Valdez out wide to the right now. They have a wing to the right back in the shotgun. They move one wing right to left. Look to throw it underneath and miss. It is complete, but a flag over there near the line of scrimmage, and I think it might be some procedure. It may have been the man in motion cutting up too soon. Eerie silence here. So you're down in red zone country. And it looks like it's going to be against Lassen. Yeah.
Motion against.
So illegal motion. Basically, you cannot move forward when you go in motion. And I think he just turned upfield. Just a hair before the ball was snapped. The man in motion on that play was Miles Ormachia. It's still a threat, though. Third and 13 now. 2 minutes, 49 seconds. We're still tied at 7, don't you know? Twin receivers to the right. Ormachia is inside of Aaron Ogburn. They're on the right. They're on left side hash mark. Fowler is the up back with the quarterback, Wolf. A ball doesn't ever get to him. And Wolf falls on it. And they might be out of field goal range. It's going to be fourth down and 16. They're definitely in four down territory. Both coaches used up a ton of timeouts in their first half, and got a feeling they're going to want to try to take better care of their timeouts here in the second. Yeah, they're going for it. Fourth and 13 in the red zone. Wolf, the quarterback, has two backs. Let's see if they go that toss sweep. Nope, looking to throw right side into the end zone. Ogburn gets tangled up with Booth over there, and they throw a flag incomplete. Not Booth, but Morosky. I think that is an unfortunate. That is an unfortunate pass interference call. You can hear some fans saying, no, uncatchable, that's not really a factor in high school football. You'll very rarely hear anybody say, well, they couldn't have caught the ball. Not in high school football. You can't tangle up with him if the ball's in the air. That's going to be a toughie. It's going to make it a first and goal, I believe. Let's see where it gets set. Oh, well, let's see. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously going to be first down. The ball is... going to be on the, nope, not quite first and goal.
No!
They're getting it all sorted out. I have no idea something's going on the sidelines. They might be asking somebody to leave.
No!
Huh. Officials asking somebody to leave. How about that? Well, I mean, that's... Boy, if you're head coach Greg Grandel, that makes you not happy. You want your fans to – you don't want people on the sideline that aren't supposed to be there, for starters. Now, I can barely see because the fans are all standing up in front of me, but we'll see if I can – they're looking to throw again right side. Slant in. Ball comes loose. Incomplete. That time, good coverage. He timed it perfectly on Ogburn. And the ball was batted away. It was a fourth down because they did not get the first. It was not an automatic first down. So West Valley will take over first and 10 on their 11. Just another example of the defenders timing their hit. And that's something that West is going to have to do on those quick passes because we've seen Wolf has a good arm. Okay, up against their own goal line and give it inside. Not a whole lot doing on the right side.
Bulls tackle for a loss.
Loss of maybe two. West Valley moving right to left. Minute 23 to go here in the third quarter. Kit McClone has the play. Now comes in the shadow of his end zone. Two backs behind him, but he splits him as he drops back. Looks to throw left side. Has man coverage, and it is incomplete. Off the hands of the intended receiver. That Boys was the intended receiver. They've been trying to get, Boys has game-breaking ability as a receiver, and they have not been able to get the ball in his hands. Not that they've been really trying to, I don't think. Just hasn't been part of the game plan so far. So third and 11. Deep in their own territory. Again, two backs in the backfield, Lambert and Aguilar. They send Aguilar in motion to the left and rolling left. Now they give it on a little delay inside to Lambert. Nice little delay on the draw, and Lambert gets a couple, a safe couple of yards. Nice little draw play, but didn't do the job. So with 50 seconds and counting, fourth down, Aguilar's got a punt out of his own end zone. So one way or another, Lassen has to look at it as they want field position. Good snap this time. They're setting up the return. Good kick for Aguilar. Fielded at midfield. Actually, a fair catch was called by Ogburn, and I don't know that he needed to. But Lassen will take it over. First and 10 at midfield. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCM.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Welcome back, KCNR Game of the Week. A 35-yard run called back while we were away. Let's send it over to Dan Miller, who's at Shasta High School. Dan?
Hey, it's a 65-yard run for Jahari Woods. 31-14, Shasta, 4:22 left in the third quarter. Back to you, Brent.
Wow, that's a big one. A big lead now for Shasta. That just makes things really interesting, doesn't it, in that league. All right. So here with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter, Lassen has the football. Big penalty, another penalty while we were away, so they marked off 15, or 10, I'm sorry. It's first and 20. The band's getting into it. I mean, both sides, the fans are getting into it. Got to it. You got to stay warm. It has been a defensive game, and now a timeout's going to be called. Oh, not a timeout. They went ahead and started the clock, let it tick down to end the third quarter. We are where we were when this third quarter began. Tied at 7 in the battle for the NAL and a perfect season in Cottonwood. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Lassen moving right to left now at the start of the quarter while we were away. They tried to get a playoff, but then we had a penalty on the play, personal foul. Ooh. Personal foul.
Thank you, Steve.
And I don't even know what that signal was. Either way, not funny. Either way, they will mark off another, I believe, let's see, five. Going to be 15 yards. They're going to mark off. So one of the bigger penalties of this game, Lassen shooting themselves in the foot here. Both teams' defenses have just been stepping up and making plays. Stepping up and making plays. Wow. By the way, Corning now leading 39-28 over Anderson. We'll get you an update on that. And all the scores as we go. All right. So it's going to be first and a half of a pasture to go. They give it on the left to right around to Valdez. And the West Valley defense is really starting to bow their necks. They are really starting to stand up. Of course, you know, when it's second down, when it's first and literally 40, the ball is placed on the 22 of last, and they need to get 28, 38 yards for a first. They're calling it 40, but, you know, potato, patata. Oh, that's not a good one, is it? Anyway, rolling left, looking to throw downfield. It is complete across the middle to Miles Ormachea for a, not first down, but a nice pickup. Well-thrown ball, and they're playing a little softer there over the middle. There's some dirty jerseys out there on the Lassen team. They got the white jerseys and black and purple. And, of course, the black jerseys with the maroon cardinal. I call it maroon, sorry. My high school was maroon and gold. West Valley is cardinal and Vegas gold. All right, Lassen really taking time in the huddle now and makes sense. Clock, you know, in a 7-7 game, let her tick, baby. Rolling right, Wolf looking. He wants to throw a blistering shot down the right sideline. It is complete to Campbell across midfield, but still will be short of the first. A nice pass, well-thrown ball. Campbell went down, and this came back for that one. Looks like West is throwing a lot more zone in their deep coverage now. But then again, they were in a very deep, and we got a flag down. And boy, Jim Vert is not happy. Well, that one's against Lassen. So, penalty against Lassen, and they're going to march that one off. So, right now, the Grizzlies are hurting themselves, and they're giving, and you know, you just don't know who's this going to favor. It's a 7-7 game. So, it's not as if anybody's having a battle to come back from behind. Are you letting your offense catch their breath a little bit? Are they going to get demoralized? Is West Valley going to benefit because their defense is able to rest a little bit. Reginato in deep coverage off to the far side of the field. As Lassen moves right to left, it's third and 30 again. They give it up the gut this time. They're trying to just get a little something, and they'll punt it away. I think as much as anything, that's Tom St. Jacques saying, you know, get my offense off the field. I want to talk to them. So back to return the punt. Hayden Boys is not alone. Lambert's back there, too. Uh-oh, the fake punt. Now he's running left. It opens it up near midfield. Gets all the way across the 50. We got a flag downfield. That might be an illegal block. And now he had another flag. And, I mean, it was thrown 20 feet up in the air, yards into the air. That's going to be an unsportsmanlike, probably. Official not happy. looking over to the Lassen sideline. So, boy, that was a heck of a fake punt by, I believe, Valdez is their punting. They're going to, wow, yeah. Woo! That's bad. They got a couple of unsportsmanlikes and sideline warnings as well. And so that is not good. And for Lassen. So Lassen's players are trying to get themselves fired up, get their sideline fired up, let the officials know they're not going to quit, but now they're going to walk off a bunch. Okay, 5-10, 15. And West Valley's offense, perhaps rested? We shall see. Perhaps not. .927 on the clock, which has stopped momentarily. Single back. Under center is the quarterback. And he gives it to that single back. Aguilar goes off the left side. He's tripped and then spins forward for a couple. Goff, the first guy to hit him in there. Three tough yards, second and seven. Ball now on the 37-yard line. It's middle of the field, between the hash marks. Again under center. Rolling right, looking to throw. Downfield, just throws it away, gets hit pretty good after he let it go, and it's going to be a late hit. Josh Harlow is going to get rough in the passer, and he patted McClellan, you know, gave him a little slap on the chest, said, hey, man, my bad. That was just, he was coming, and he couldn't stop. McClellan did a good job to get rid of the ball. That was a very, oh, no, they're going to call intentional grounding? Whoa. Wow. I am completely wrong. I am shocked. It's a loss of down. The official. Wow. Well, Greg Grandel can't be happy about that. But you got to keep your cool. That, if anything, I thought that was a late hit. But I am not an official. I am not a referee. And I'm not on Casey Kingsbury's crew. So he's got a long way to go. It's back right at midfield now. They need to get down to the 20, the 30. He dumps this one off left side to Booth. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Pickup of about 16.
Another flag now.
Actually, I'm not sure that was. I think that was. We need to get, like, blinking lights on their numbers. Oh, we got another penalty against West Valley. So both teams hurting themselves on subsequent drives with big penalties. All right. We'll just wait till they sort it all out. They still haven't set the ball at the line of scrimmage. McClellan has a play. The center doesn't even know where he's going. Okay, kids, slow down. Stay in your lane. Let the official do it. Not picking on the crew. They got a tough job. They got to get it right. Especially considering the history of these two teams. Last year, one of the more controversial plays in the postseason ever. Tied at 7, 8:41 to go. Man in motion. They're on the right side hash mark. Now rolling right, short side. Dumping off left on a little screen, and it's intercepted. Is it going to be ruled incomplete? Oh, my. A rare fatal error by McClellan. On a screen to the left, he just yipped it. He just yipped it. He underthrew it, got air under it. Didn't get it there, and a terrific diving catch, well read by the defender. And I'm not sure who got it, But it was a huge play. All right, let's send it over to, if he's still there, Dan's still there, let's check in with Dan Miller.
Thank you, Brent. Was De Jesus in for a two-yard run, kick failed, but then Shasta gets the ball back right away, and it's James Weaver, number 20, for a 50-yard run, 43-14, just now at the end of the third quarter. Back to you, Brent.
Wow. Shasta leading 43-14. And, boy, they have just improved week to week. Thank you very much, Mr. Miller. Here it is 7-7, 8:04 to go. Aaron Ogburn wide to the left. Will West Valley's dream season come to a regular season? Loss, we don't know. Will anybody take the lead? Going right side, spinning, getting nothing. Hard, hard yards, Valdez. In fact, the spot says he lost a yard. I'm telling you. Yards are tough. We're going to have a classic finish between these two schools again. West, nobody looks tired either, and I'm just trying to make an observation based on what I see. The adrenaline's got to just be spiking on both these teams. There's nobody's head is hanging. Both teams have played terrific defense. Right side hash mark now. Ball placed on the 31 of West Valley. Lassen on offense. We got a whistle. A timeout's going to be called by Lassen. They saw what they needed to see from West Valley's defense. Tied at 7, 3rd and 8, 7:08 to go in the game. Back with more in a moment on KCNR.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
All right, out of the timeout, 3rd and 9. This is as big a play as we've had in this game. Lassen has two backs, quarterback under center this time. He's looking to throw. Left side underneath, it's complete. Juking down to the 25, what's the spot going to be? Well-thrown ball down there to is that Ormachea or Osborne? Ormachea. Ball's going to be short of the first, based on what I can tell. So it's definitely four-down territory, unless they have a kicker that I don't know about. I mean, I know that they changed kickers earlier in the season. Now they're going for it, which makes complete sense. Shotgun. Wolf. Fowler is next to him. They're on the left side. He's looking to throw. Slanting. It's complete to Valdez. First down. And immediately dropped there inside the 20. 19-yard line. So they're in the red zone now. And now Lassen's trying to pick up the pace. 6:22. If I'm Lassen, I'm just taking my time right here. They're deep in West Valley territory. Cheerleaders on the West Valley side. Rushing up and down with banners and signs. Louder. Cheer with us, cheer with us. And on the other sideline, Lassen's fans can sense it. Valdez goes way wide right. They're on the left side hash mark. In the shotgun, that's a deep shotgun twin. A Tavon Fowler gets the give inside right side. Didn't have a whole lot of room, pulled down from behind. Lambert gave him a push at the end of that. He was dropped up front, I think, by Chris Whitney. Tyler Bowman on that side. Second down, 10 yards. Clock at 5:32, 31, 5:30, 5:29, 5:28. It's tied at 7. Aaron Ogburn, is he in single coverage? They got a little zone over there. Let's see. Single back is Tavon Fowler up the gut. No. He got a yard on second effort. He ran into a plugged line of scrimmage. Sellers, the stocky nose plug right there, would not let him past his territory. Well, he's had a nice game, that little guy. He stands only about five. They list him at 5'5", I think. And I put a question mark there because I didn't remember him being that short because he plays so big. I mean, he is right over that center. It's a true nose. Single back, wing on the right, strong side left as well. Single splits each side. Dumping it towards the end zone. A little bump and run, no flag, incomplete. They were looking for contact, and it was basically a little pump over there to try to get somebody to bite on Ogburn. But I think Wolf just lofted it a little too much. A little too much gunslinger on that one. They know each other, and that's the thing, both these sides. I mean, these kids know each other. They've played pitch and catch all their lives with each other, but you're playing West Valley. If you're West Valley, you're playing Lassie at the top of the game. Nothing cute here. Wide to the left now. The ball is another fourth down play. This is fourth and 11 from the 20. Throwing, low snap, rolling left, has time though, across the middle, open, off of his hands in the end zone, incomplete, oh my! Lambert had a shot at an interception, I think, and then Angerson falling backwards as he leapt. It went off his fingertips. He'll think of that one, oh, I'm sorry to say, probably forever. I mean, it would have been a dramatic catch. He needed to be an inch tall. Simple as that. So the clock at 4:21. West Valley on downs. They have wings on either side. They've been and they give it on the draw play up the gut to Lambert. Lambert rambles, won't stop across the 30 to the 35. First down, a big one. That's the tough yardage that you expect from Lambert when the game's on the line. We've seen it. Oh, momentum now is in Eagle country. Oh, the guy's standing in front of me again. Boy, got to do something about that. Gives it up to Gut again to... Was it Lambert this time? I believe it was. Pick up a four. So let's see where we are. We're second down, 4 yards. We got about six on that play. 3.5 minutes now. Aguilar is the single back in the backfield. He gets the call. Off the left tackle. Breaks a tackle. Still rambling. He's got a first down. He's deep into Lassen territory on the 40. Oh, my. They have corralled Aguilar since that very first play to a great deal. But now that second effort that we saw in that first touchdown, that has been holding up for a long time. Aguilar is the back to the left, and we're going to have a timeout. Oh, Lassen calls a timeout. We're tied at 7:56 to go in the game on KCNR.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Well, 7-7. They came down off the hill in Susansville, and they brought the game plan, and West Valley expected it. And this is what I think we all expected. In the pasture, mano a mano, Eagles and Grizzlies. Give it to Reginato. Around the left side on the sweep. He's got a first down and then some. Inside the 30. He went in motion from the wing right to left. And Wyatt Reginato, and I told you, you can't key on anybody. You can't key on Lambert. You can't key on Aguilar. So they're going to be on the left side hash mark now. Single back is Aguilar. And he gets it up the gut. He's still running. He sticks his hand out. He forearms a man. He gives a straight arm and into the corner of the end zone. A dazzling mano a mano touchdown run by Joshua Aguilar. The bookmark big men bulldozing runs for Aguilar give the Eagles a 13-7 lead with 2:30 to go. I mean, he stiff-armed somebody after he picked up the first 15. And now take a deep breath. Miguel Serrato has to kick. Kick is up, and it's no good. He hooked it a little to the left, and he got to give Lassen some credit there because they really crashed in from the right side of the defense and almost blocked it. Will that come back to haunt? Will that come back to haunt? Oh, my. Aguilar, another dazzling touchdown run. Wish I could have even given it a better call, because, boy, it was a pretty thing. Wow. Well, we're going to keep it right here because everything's happening too quickly. By the way, a final in Paradise. Bobcats won it 48-26. They finished their first unbeaten regular season since 2004. Congratulations to them. 48-26. Tough year for Enterprise, but I think Paradise, they have punched their ticket, I think, with next week off, much like West Valley. You could be seeing a West Valley-Paradise matchup. It could happen. Or am I getting my divisions wrong? I'm getting my divisions wrong. I don't know. Don't bother me right now. I got a game to talk about. It's 13-7. And the kickoff by Aguilar. Does it actually roll down to the one? Oh, it makes it into the end zone. I got to tell you, that ball was live. They thought it was going to go out of bounds. He let it roll and is so lucky that it rolled into the end zone. Because nothing good could have happened for Lassen otherwise. Because if somebody from West Valley falls on it, it's their ball. And if it gets touched and down there. All right, let's see. Matchup of the night has been Charlie and Aaron, Booth and Ogburn. They're moving right to left. First and 10 from the 20, 2.5 minutes to go. Mr. Wolf throws right side. The receiver lost his footing, almost intercepted. It was about 10 yards down, and the spin over there, I believe that was Campbell. And probably not going to go, just to let our producer know, probably not going to go back out to Dan until after the game at this point. And you can let Dan know that if he calls. We know Dan has been is our correspondent over at the Shasta game tonight, but we know that's a Foothill Shasta W is that the Wolves are in command there. All right, Grizzlies thrown again. Ball might have been batted at the line of scrimmage or even off of one of the offensive linemen there. It looked like it actually might have hit Josh Harlow. Incomplete. Clock stops. 2:19. Yes, the Grizzlies are comfortable throwing, but I think you have to give some credit to Charlie Booth. He's had an awful lot of man coverage tonight. I mean, he's getting some help from Reginato, so they're running some zone, but it's now that it looks like they had a man set up. Looking left side, no, he's going to roll right. Uh-oh, dropped for a loss in the backfield. A huge sack. for the Eagles defense. Tyler Bowman got in there with a big sack. That's as big a play as you've had tonight. Now you're in four down territory, but you're in deep in your own backyard. Oh, my. What a big defensive stop. What a big defensive stop there. Twins to the right. They need to get a lot of yardage down to the 30. Rolling right. Oh, ball stripped away. Recovered by West Valley. Stripped away and recovered by the Eagles with a minute 31 to go. And I believe it was Bowman who jumped on the ball. Oh, for Lassen, what a heartbreaking end, if indeed it ends this way. West Valley now, they're going to a huddle. They're taking their time. They're milking the clock. Kit McClellan is going to use every second he's got. So McClellan is just going to take a knee. Victory formation, not exactly, but taking a knee to get that clock going because I'm not sure. I believe Lassen may be out of timeouts. And I, without a scorekeeper, I lose track of that sometimes. I can see Coach St. Jacques just took off his headset. And I think the math is not going to work for him. I think it's going to be your game. I think it's going to be your game. In the end, what do they say? Defense wins championships. Both teams' defenses tonight were championship worthy. They take a knee. The clock will tick. They may take a penalty here. Reginato's ready to jump out on the field now. Coach Verg just took his headset off. And one more victory knee. The clock's down to 20. And here it comes. McClellan takes a knee, and that's your game. Clock will tick. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. As the Eagles storm the field, the Grizzlies stunned watching the clock. They can't believe it. What a battle. Two terrific teams. Two terrific game plans. Two terrific touchdowns by Joshua Aguilar. And the final, as the clock sounds and the whistle blows, 13-7, the West Valley Eagles have put together their first unbeaten season, regular season, in school history. Back with more from the Game of the Week in Cottonwood in just a moment. You're listening to High School Football on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Football is life. Get in the game. Catch your favorite team on any screen inside Elements. Score more on our stadium snack menu. Half off during the game. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard. Win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at WindRiver.com.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Well, welcome back to the game of the week, and I got to tell you, it lived up to the billing. A final score, 13-7, West Valley's Eagles complete the first perfect regular season in school history. Coach Grandel defeats one of his old nemesis, and I have to say, they could meet again because Lassen is very, very good. If not the second best, they came in the third best team in the northern section in Division III, and I believe that. I also believe West Valley is the team to beat. And if you didn't know that after last year's championship, then you know that now after they ran the table for the first time in school history. We'll recap it in a moment and get some other scores going for you, but I want to send it back out to Dan Miller, who is in Reading at Shasta High School for the other game that would have been the game of the week, a terrific matchup between Foothill and Shasta, which showed signs of kind of getting out of hand. It's not over yet, though, right?
Got 7 minutes to go, and Foothill scored on a quick pass to number 15, which made it 21-43, but Shasta answered right back immediately, and it was Jahari Woods down the center of the field for another 40-yard run, and it is now 50-21, 6:38 left in the game, and Shasta, this was a tough defensive game at the first half, but the second half, Shasta has just come alive, and they have been doing it with two different quarterbacks, with Dunlap and Pena.
Well, we'll have to see moving forward. Thanks so much, Dan Miller. We'll get back to Dan and kind of maybe it'll be over before we're done with our post-matchup. But, Dan, thank you so much, and we'll have to see moving forward. Hopefully their starting quarterback is not out but for good, but that would be a big blow for them. Shasta now improves to 4-1 in a very, very tough league. As Chico, if you didn't hear, they were beating PV. I still have not seen that final yet. I'm going to keep looking for those finals for you. And we'll get you all those final scores that we have. We'll check back in with Dan Miller one more time out at Shasta High School. And I'll give you a recap of what happened here tonight at the Pasture, where two battle-hardened franchises of high school football and their legendary coaches pitted wits. We saw a great old-fashioned defensive battle, and in the end, it was the heart of Joshua Aguilar that capped off the victory. And I see down on the field, looks like we just got a Gatorade bath for Coach Grandel. I don't know who gave it to him, but he's awfully happy about that. All right, we'll be back with a recap and a look at all the scores we can find for you in just a moment. The game of the week, 7-7. Nope, it was 13-7, a final West Valley scores in the last couple of minutes to finish their perfect season on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Redding loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Redding Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia. Kia.com or retailer for details.
Sale ends 10/31/2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Redding Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, RedingKia.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Holy smokes, Batman! We're just a few weeks away from the 7th annual CASA Superhero Run! So whether you run, walk, or fly, be sure to join us on Saturday, November 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium in Reading and help support kids in foster care. You can be a true superhero! So register today at runforcasa.com. Run the number 4, CASA.com. All children need a hero, but abused and neglected children need superheroes. 7th annual CASA Superhero Run. Be there.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
And we'll take a look at the scoreboard just to let you know. 13-7, the final from the pasture. West Valley scores in the closing minutes. Aguilar, a touchdown run, and it was a beauty. And he started the game with the very first play, a touchdown run, going 65 yards. So bookend touchdowns. The first time an Eagle touched the ball, they got a touchdown from Aguilar. And the last time the Eagles on offense touched the ball, they got a touchdown from Aguilar. He's the big star tonight, and a terrific finish to the regular season because West Valley played in week zero and sub-zero, as somebody called it, which I think is kind of cool, to finish off 10-0. So let's take a look at some other scores. We mentioned we will go back out to Dan Miller one more time before we finish up tonight, but it looks like Shasta is going to do the deed. They're going to win it. They're leading Foothill 50-21. I thought it would be a good game, and I am not in the manner of predicting high school football games, but I certainly would have figured it would be a little closer. Now, because we're looking at Division II playoff settings, and you know those teams are going to be getting in, Chico leading PV now 20-10, and that is late. There's 3 minutes to go, I believe. 20-10, Chico. They just scored. And if Chico goes on to win, all right, then Chico is the EAL champion. They'll get the top seed. Shasta will get the number two seed. It looks like that is where we are headed in Division II playoffs. Shasta still has another game next week against Lassen, which is, man, what a tough way. But I don't think it would matter if they lost to Lassen next week. So that's what's happening in Division II. Now, how about Division III, where West Valley is the top polling team going into the playoffs? They finished their regular season 10-0. Sutter, of course, and have not seen a score here. We do have a – Sutter's going to win. Oh, it is a final now. Sutter wins it 42-0. So both Sutter and West Valley post wins. Lassen should not be hurt really badly by that loss. Live Oak tonight, if I have my score sheet correct, they edged Pierce 14-13. I mean, just edge them, and that could hurt them in a sense. I mean, they expected to win that one bigger, so they didn't. So either way, they improved to 5-0 in league. It's the first league loss for Lassen. So those are the teams up front. UPrep improves to 4-0 in, I shouldn't say league, in Division III, because UPrep pulled off a win tonight and 45-12. I'm not sure that UPrep could play with those top boys, but the 45-12 win over Trinity sets up the stage next week for East Nicholas and Williams, and for East Nicholas, who beat Williams tonight 47-0. And so that sets up a game of the week next week for us here on KCNR that could be the biggest win of Coach Trueblood's tenure at University Prep. We'll just have to let it play out. But the way things now look now, West Valley, top seed. They will be the top seed. Lassen, of course, still alive. Paradise is in Division III. Now, they're a freelance team, so we're not really sure how that's going to wind up working out for them. But we still think, with their win tonight, that you should expect them to, clearly be in the playoffs. They're undefeated. And where they're going to be seated, not sure. They could fall as far as number eight where they were this week. You could see a team like Lassen fall, swap places with Paradise. I'm not really sure, because this is all done by the CIF, by the Northern Section, and there's a little bit of mystery to it. So we're just kind of guessing here on that. But let's take a look at the rest of the scores. No final yet from Shasta, but they're up 50-21. West Valley wins over Lassen 13-7. As mentioned, Chico has the late lead on PV. Paradise the final, 48-26, their first unbeaten season since 2004. 39-28, Corning leading Anderson late. We'll check and see. Do we have a final from that? Updating our scoreboard here. And not looking like we've got that one yet. Do we have a final? We were pretty close to it a little bit earlier. Orland beat Gridley 16-14. And don't see that final yet from Corning and Anderson. If we get that, we'll keep our eyes open for you on that one. But okay, now it does look like we have a final from Shasta, and Dan will be calling us in a little bit here. 50-21 is the final. Shasta holds on to that very important win for them. And now here's the final. Checking Chip Thompson's editor of the Red Bluff paper. The Cardinals beat the Cubs. That one is indeed a final, 39-28. Elsewhere, CV got the win over Wairika, 27-0. We mentioned UPrep beating Trinity 45-12. They improved to 8-1. Reading Christian Big and 8-man, because this will set them up, I think, as the top seed going into the 8-man postseason. They beat Big Valley 21-12. They went on the road and beat them. That's a big one. Weed forfeited tonight, so Fall River improves to 7-2. Sutter with a shot out of Las Plumas. Let's see what other scores we wouldn't have told you about. Wheatland beat Oroville 40-18. And Live Oak edged Pierce 14-13. Looking like those are the scores that I'm going to have for you. Esparto over Willows over Esparto 34-8. Biggs beat Modoc 47-12. And Winters shuts out Durham tonight, that final in Winters. I had it for you. I'm telling you, it's a shutout. Winters winds up winning by a final of 24-0. So that is the story from our scoreboard. We do tip the cap to our friends over at Shasta County Sports. If you want to keep up with what's happening late, with what's happening on the playoff picture and more, I certainly read the ShastaCountySports.com and recommend you do the same. Great way to keep up with what's going on. And they'll have many of the playoff implications of tonight's games as well. Well, let's recap what happened this night in Cottonwood. As the temperatures go down, the hearts are pumping, and it is a night of great emotion. As Greg Grandel's team earns him his 194th career victory, as sweet as they come, just short of a CIF section championship, as his team on the first play from scrimmage, Aguilar goes 65 yards and scores, and West Valley had a 7-0 lead that they relinquished on the final play of the first quarter. A 15-yard run by Fowler on a sweep and tied it all up at 7. In what we had was not sloppy play. Each team got a big interception. Both teams went for it on fourth downs. It was just a good old-fashioned, we know what you're doing, we're going to stop you. We don't know what you're doing, we're still going to try to stop you. Two coaching staffs that were well prepared for this matchup, that have seen each other many seasons two times, and certainly that was the case last year, and that could be the case once again this year with the playoffs looming. Aguilar scores late. And that's your difference, is Joshua gets the late touchdown. The point after failed, it did not prove to be an issue because the defense stood their ground. Tyler Bowman with a huge, huge sack, a couple of terrific defensive plays. They fall on the ball, and they get it in the end as it gets slapped away and recover. And escape? No. They earned and rose to a 13-7 win and cap off their first undefeated regular season in West Valley High School history. Proving to 10-0, 5-0, they are the Northern Athletic League champions. Lassen, their season's far from over. They are 7-2 with a regular season ending game. Next week at Shasta. Lassen is now 3-1 in league play, and they'll come out fighting loaded for bear, or should we say loaded for wolves, next week. I would like to thank you for joining us wherever you are out there. It looks like my good friend Dan Miller is saying it's a wrap, 50-21. Appreciate you, a terrific job as our correspondent, Dan Miller. That worked out nicely. I think we were able to give people the best of both worlds, a taste of victory for Shasta over Foothill, and certainly experience this hard-fought defensive battle between two stalwart programs in the northern section. Next week, our scheduled broadcast will come your way from Reading University Prep, entertaining East Nicholas with a league championship on the line for UPrep and East Nick, and perhaps top dog rankings for one of those teams, at least one of the top seeds will come out of that huge matchup. That's our scheduled game of the week next week. Of course, I ask you to join me on Wednesday night. This Wednesday night, I'll be talking to Ryan Spitz about the upcoming California Untamed, the amazing long-form adventure race, and we'll also preview the big game coming up next week. We'll hear from coaches, and we'll touch base hopefully also with Shasta College as well. They will be traveling to Siskiyou's tomorrow, and we wish them the best of luck in that game as they set up for their final three games of their regular home season. So be sure and join me on Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR with our scorecard scribblings. That's my weekly interview program, and we'll try to bring you the very latest in North State sports then. Next Friday night, we'll be in Reading at UPrep. The final score here from the pasture in Cottonwood on a perfect night for football, and somebody had to win it in the end. It turned out to be the Eagles, 13-7 over the Lassen Grizzlies. A perfect campaign. Congratulations to Greg Grandel and his West Valley squad. I'm Brent Weber, former producer Jared King and Dan Miller on location at Shasta High School, saying thanks for joining us on another great night of high school football. We'll see you next Friday night.
Experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
So there, and then I went and I looked online for this Trusha t-shirt, and it turns out there are all kinds of Trump Russia t-shirts with Soviet hammer and sickle and Trump's name and Putin, Trump Putin in 2020. And I live in a hotbed of liberal lunacy and mental and moral decay, and not moral decay. Yeah, I'm afraid so. And I don't see a lot of these t-shirts, but I did see the guy with the Trusha thing yesterday. And honestly, if I had, I kind of like scoffed or rolled my eyes a little bit when I saw him, but nothing to, I don't go around, you know, getting in political arguments with people. But if you wanted to get into political argument, I would have just used one of their tricks on him. I would have accused him, as I said just before going to break, I would have accused him of disrespecting Robert Mueller, who is a decorated Marine from the Vietnam War, which he is, and a dedicated public service, and how dare you disrespect him and his report. But if you watch MSNBC, and I have to sometimes, and CNN, they have lots and lots of people on there who just talk about rolling your eyes and sucking their teeth. You mentioned the Mueller report, and they roll their eyes and suck their teeth. And well, we don't believe the two-year, $500 trillion investigation where they hanged 38,000 people and waterboarded 42 million and all the crashing doors and subpoenas and threats of prison and all this. And what they came up with was, well, there was no Russian collusion on anybody's part. Not Carter Page, who went to the Naval Academy, a great American patriot whose name they dragged through the mud. Not General Flynn, he wasn't colluding with the Russians. And, you know, there's stuff out there now that they had, they may have been setting up General Flynn back in 2015, maybe even in 2014. It's getting creepy out there. This whole thing is creepy. But that aside, these people, they're wandering around out there like zombies, and they believe what Rachel Maddow tells them. And Rachel Maddow is just confused and angry and befuddled and doesn't know what to think anymore. So she says wild-eyed things and throws conspiracy theories out there. It's funny, both sides are accusing each other of sowing conspiracy theories these days. But one side is actually doing it based on facts, and the other doing it based on what is the everything's in plain sight. Hakeem Jeffries yesterday, the Democrat, was asked about the impeachment of President Trump based on the phone call with the president of Ukraine. And he said, well, the evidence is in plain sight. And I laughed out loud. I was sitting at home. I literally laughed audibly. I was in the room by myself, and I laughed out loud. And then I immediately started writing. This is what I do for a living, you know. And then I started writing with my Skillcraft pen here on my printer paper about Adam Schiff promising us that the Russian collusion evidence was all in plain sight. And then Adam Schiff saying, which it wasn't, and he was lying because he lies quite comfortably all the time, as does Nancy Pelosi these days. If she didn't always, she's adopted the practice, to be sure. And then Adam Schiffless, the inchworm, that scurvy, bug-eyed little weasel up on Capitol Hill, who's shredding and burning the Constitution of the United States of America. They always wrap themselves in the Constitution when they're setting it on fire and pretending to be patriots, which, you know, they have to laugh out of the side of their mouths because they know when they're with their friends, they all know, well, we're not what you'd call patriotic. They've never said anything that's actually patriotic. They've just said political things. And then Adam Schiffless coming out and saying, oh, the collusion, the evidence for the collusion is in plain sight. And no fake harebrained numbskull journalist then says, well, you keep saying that it's in plain sight. That's not actually an accusation. What is it that is in plain sight? That is the evidence that you refer to. They never said for years. He's on every hour of every day for years on end, and not a single Jim Sciutto, Chunk Todd kind of fanker. That's another portmanteau for a fake anchor. None of these fankers ask the, also on Sunday, you know, Face the Nation. We now call it Farce the Nation. It was a typo. I was typing Face the Nation, and it auto-corrected me to Farce the Nation. I said, no, that's actually better. But these Adam Schiff, where is the evidence that's in plain sight? You say it's in plain sight. Put it on the table in front of me. Show it to me. And well, that's in due time, they say, but it's all in plain sight. It's been in plain sight for years. And if you're still falling for this, I would suggest you watch a couple of episodes of Charlie Brown, because you just keep swinging your stupid foot and falling on your back intellectually. And it's honestly, they keep telling you it's in plain sight. And if years later you're still buying this, then you're dumb. All right, and you should be deprived of the right to vote. There should be a poll tax on you, and it should be an IQ test. And you're too dumb to vote, so we're going to turn you away from the polls because you're wearing a Trusha T-shirt. And you think that after years and years of investigations and millions of dollars and teams of Hillary Clinton donors and supporters investigating Trump, and they came up with no Russian collusion, but you still think it's there because there's some insinuation by people like Rachel Maddow and Adam Schiffless, but with no specifics. Again, I mean, if you're a Democrat, apparently these days, you're happy to just take no specifics, and any kind of generality will work with you. It's everywhere. Where's the evidence? It's all around you. And then, see, you're supposed to feel foolish, like the evidence is all around me and I don't see it. I must be dumb. I need to get with the team. That's right. The evidence is all around me. And I don't care what Mueller says. He's not a great patriot in a Vietnam War, because that's how they framed him when he was hired to be the guy. And then the results came out, and they just don't accept the results. It's like the same thing with the fall of the Soviet Union. They just don't accept the results. It's the same thing with the election of Donald Trump. They just don't accept the results. They're to say that they're contrary would be a generous understatement, I think. But I saw this guy, again, with the Trusha shirt, and I just, my mind started rambling to these various locations. This is what you get when you watch MSNBC and CNN. And look, go ahead and watch MSNBC and CNN, but then listen to this radio station, and then use the internet, for God's sake. You have a laptop or something? Look this stuff up. You're being lied to by professional liars all day, every day, with a very corrupt news media. Look it up. You don't have to look up the words corrupt news media, although that might get you someplace, too. Absolutely extraordinary, extraordinary stuff. So Mr. T-shirt, Mr. Trusha T-shirt, and this is what you get. They just don't believe anything. No amount of fact will dissuade them. The Democrat Party is the party of racism. That's not, you're a racist. And then you explain to them the history of the United States, and they reject it. And they sometimes say the words, these are magic keywords that get you out of handcuffs. Southern strategy, which is another phony story that the Democrats ginned up. They ginned up a phony story that Lee Harvey Oswald didn't shoot John F. Kennedy in the head, because when they found out he was a communist, they're like, oh, no, we can't take the fall for this. We're going to have to make up a bunch of stuff. because, you know, we make up a bunch of stuff. That's what we do. So, well, there you have that. In any event, I'm looking forward to President Trump. He does say that he is talking about an address to the nation, which he said is, he compared it to a fireside chat, FDR. You know, but without all of the bad FDR stuff, lots of terrible, terrible FDR stuff. But President Trump is talking about addressing the nation, and in this address to the nation, he would read the transcript, because the corrupt, phony, baloney news media, you know, they read, hey, we want you to do us a favor, dot, 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 and then they jump 528 words ahead or whatever, it's more than 500 words ahead to the mention of Joe Biden. And they say, see? I'm like, you know, you people have the brains of children trying to hide the fact that you've eaten cookies when there is chocolate all over your faces. I mean, honestly, you have the brains of children. I'm absolutely amazed by their ability to behave in the brainless fashion in which they do behave. Absolutely extraordinary. Now, we do have, well, I guess, where's my, do I have a cut sheet right over here? Here it is now. I can find it. I can find it without your help. Thank you very much. We have, here's Hakeem Jeffries. He's number four. That's pretty funny. I was laughing about this yesterday. Hakeem Jeffries is a Democrat congressman. I don't even know where he's from. He's from Democrat land. And they trot him out every now and then because his name is Hakeem, you know, for everybody's mean to terrorists. And then they trot him out for race issues because he's African-American. And then they trot him out because it's the Democrats use people based on their identity. And really, it's all being run by white people behind. Let's be honest. You know, it's Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, and Nanny Pelosi's party and all that. But here's Hakeem Jeffries yesterday that they're pretending that it's just make-believe. And all these zombie mouths hanging open, not blinking their eyes, reporters standing there with a pen in one hand and a notebook in the other, just regurgitating whatever their parent vultures have stuffed down their throats for purposes of regurgitation. And here it is. Everything's in plain sight.
Duty now requires
duty
that we investigate the serious wrongdoing
serious
that is hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, what is that wrongdoing? Nobody asked that. They never even asked that. Well, there was a quid pro quo. Oh, it was a quid pro quo. Is that inappropriate? Is there a law against quid pro quo? No, there isn't. Is it illegal to attach a quid pro quo, if he did, to foreign aid? No. Is that done commonly? Pretty much universally. Yeah, no problem. But there it is. It's all hiding in plain sight. What is it that's hiding? If it's in plain sight, why is it hiding? And if it's hiding, how can it be in plain sight? But there it is. It's hiding in plain sight. It's great stuff. And then I started doing a little research because it's what I do. And here's the headline from ABC News yesterday. Evidence of wrongdoing, dot, 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 in plain sight, Representative Hakeem Jeffries. Except this is from several months ago with Hakeem Jeffries saying that the wrongdoing in plain sight had to do with a completely different topic having to do with alleged obstruction of justice. And it was in plain sight, and now that's not really even on the table anymore. The whistleblower, they don't really want the whistleblower anymore. And he's a Democrat Party operative with ties to Brennan and to Biden and to the DNC and to Ukraine. Wow, Ukraine again. Isn't that fascinating? Yes, it is. And then I went back and I looked a little further. Hakeem Jeffries has used this plain sight stuff fakely, a bit of fraudulently again in the past. Then I went to, here's February 17th, 2019, and it's Adam Schiffless. And the headline is, evidence is plain sight. Remember Adam Schiffless? This is Russian collusion.
I've also said that there is a big difference between whether there's evidence of collusion, and I think that evidence is in plain sight.
Here it is, the collusion. So the collusion is that's evidence in plain sight. And then here I found another one, and here's Adam Schiffless saying, on the matter of Russian collusion, the evidence is in plain sight. And then none of these mouths-hanging-open, mouth-breathing reporters, so-called, ask the question. Well, you keep saying it's in plain sight there, Inchworm, but what is it that I'm not seeing that's in plain sight? See, nobody ever said, because then they think they'd sound dumb for asking the appropriate questions. But everything's in plain sight, except no one can see it. It's a magic trick that they're playing on the American public. It's quite extraordinary. Extraordinary stuff. Also, my friend Louis Gohmert, who I saw a couple of nights ago, actually at a dinner, one of these fancy Washington dinners. Louis Gohmert warned Democrats yesterday that their continued push for impeachment and actions over the last 3 years were putting the country on the brink of a civil war. Louis Gohmert is great. He pulls no punches. He's a former federal judge, a Texas guy, and he's one of these people that the news media hates because he's plain spoken. He speaks his mind. He doesn't speak in riddles. He doesn't say everything's in plain sight when it's not there. He's just kind of an old-fashioned, honest, bare-knuckles guy. And Louis Gohmert, soundbite number one, concerned for our future.
They want it to be a one-sided, non-due process, sham court. And it's about to push this country to a civil war if they were to get their wishes.
Shots are fired at Fort
Sumter. And if there's
Sumter.
One thing I don't want to see in my lifetime, I don't want to ever have participation in, it's a civil war. Some historian, I don't remember who, said guns are only involved in the last phase of a civil war.
Hmm. I don't recall the historian that said that either. But it's true. I've been talking about it for years. We're in a cold civil war or an uncivil war. I've noticed certain other people have started using those phrases recently, and that's good, too. Congressman Gohmert.
What's gone on here has not protected the Constitution. It's not protected the institutions. It's not protected this little experiment in self-government. No, what it has done has put it all at risk.
And they wrap themselves in the Constitution because they're fakes. Congressman Steve Scalise, who was shot and nearly killed by a Bernie Sanders volunteer, one of Bernie's irregulars, a left-winger in the United States, political assassination, attempted mass political assassination. Congressman Scalise yesterday explaining what this really is.
Not only did every single Republican reject the Soviet-style impeachment process, but we were even joined by Democrats who couldn't stand it anymore.
Soviet-style impeachment process. I think I've been calling that for some time as well, and that's correct. It is Soviet style. You know, it's Tales from the Crypt. Adam Schiff is the crypt monster, and he selectively leaks, just like the Soviets did. And our news media is worse than TASS and Pravda and Izvestia, because the people at TASS and Pravda and Izvestia, these Soviet-era, Soviet Union media outlets, they had a gun pressed to their head. They were being ordered by the state to lie. Our media, they have no gun in their heads. They've got a gun to their heads. They've got, I can't even say what I'm thinking, but this is voluntary. I'll just leave it at that. Honesty is not their thing. They serve the party, which is like serving the state, but slightly different.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Today only at Kohl's. Shop Black Friday deals unlocked. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Save on family jammies, 50% off, plus an extra 20% off. Toys, $20 and under. Save on select kitchen electrics and $7.19 throws. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Today only, Friday, November 1st at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid November 1st through 6th with promo code FALL20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizamitsu.
GEICO presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire. But with GEICO, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. Back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286. That's 1-800-469-0286.
The Washington Post is racist, as everybody knows. Pretty obvious at this point. They typed up a piece today. This is the Post, right? Oh, I apologize. They'll be doing the same story later. This is NBC News. Let me start over again. NBC News is racist, as everybody knows. They're a Democrat Party outlet, and the Democrat Party is the oldest racist organization in America. Here's the headline. You know, the Washington Nationals won the World Series night before last. It was a great day for Western civilization and great baseball. And I can hardly wait for the season to start again next year, honestly. Kind of fun. I don't normally feel that way, but I'm kind of, interesting. I'm busy with other stuff, usually. It takes a lot of time, all this stuff. But here it is with Suzanne Gamboa. Suzanne Gamboa is typing up the story on behalf of the left and the Democrat Party. And the headline is, that Washington Nationals World Series win? Question mark. Latinos helped do that. What a pathetic, loser, racist, what century are you people living in? Honestly, where did you grow up? Where did you learn this stuff? I'm so far ahead of you. I feel like I'm centuries ahead of you when it comes to just being a normal person living in the United States of America, which is a polyglot, which is a mixture of cultures from all over the world. It's one of the wonderful things about the United States of America. And this dimwit just noticed that there are Latinos playing professional baseball. Wow. Hey, let me ask you, Suzanne, you seem like a smart one. Did white people help win that? Did black people help win that? I think we've got at least one Asian that helped win it right there on the Nationals, too. If you're doing the racist analysis of it, you're racist. Include all the races, racist.